guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-728-0006.
Randy Rhoads.
Yeah.
The president can't stop lying. See, he's got a very dysfunctional relationship with the truth because he's got this personal compulsion to say whatever makes him look good at the moment because he can't stand being despised. His own parents have nothing good to say about him. So he'll stage a major photo op.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
When they haven't.
Randy Rhoads. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You've heard the hype about the money you can save with triple pane windows. Hi, I'm Jeff Kingery for Odyssey Windows. The problem with replacing your windows is the cost, right? Well, the most affordable triple pane window you can buy is the Odyssey window. Find out for yourself. Go to the Troubleshooter Network, odysseywindows.com, or call 303-445-0578.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760. Now, CBS News. KZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Election day in the Palestinian territories.
I voted for Hamas.
I voted for Fatah.
I voted for the alternative party.
The outcome could be the difference between war and peace, and thousands of outside observers are on hand watching the voting. That includes former President Jimmy Carter.
Both the Palestinian elections in the past have been very good. They've been honest, fair, safe, and free of violence, and I hope and believe we'll have the same thing today.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. It's obvious that the Bush administration wants Fatah, that's the late Yasser Arafat's party, to win, because Hamas is considered a terrorist group. In recent months, the U.S. government financed a soccer tournament, the planting of trees, and other projects designed to help Fatah politicians and the Palestinian government look good.
In Hollywood, actor Chris Penn is dead. Police found Penn's body in his Santa Monica home. The cause of death isn't known, but foul play is apparently not involved. Penn was 40. His credits included parts in Rush Hour, Mulholland Falls, and One Tough Cop.
I know who it is.
Who?
Mr. Pillowcase. Jack Boyle, one of Katie's teachers. He comes by the house all the time, talking about her future and college and stuff. But I know it's him. He makes Julie laugh.
They smell like pledge.
I'm serious, Hank. Women get attracted to men who make them laugh. I read it.
Penn was the brother of Sean Penn and the son of director Leo Penn and actress Eileen Ryan. President Bush will be visiting the National Security Agency in a few hours as part of his effort to defend national security wiretaps. Author James Bamford, who's written about the NSA for more than 20 years, accuses the president of trying to politicize the agency.
This is all a show, which is actually another really sad development, because in the entire time I've been following NSA, the one thing that's never happened is that the director has never become part of a political machine.
Taking omega-3 fatty acids for your health may not help all that much. Researchers who reviewed earlier studies say fatty acids offer only limited health benefits.
They do have some beneficial health effects. They just don't prevent cancer.
Dr. Catherine McLean with the RAND Corporation in Los Angeles. He has the Judiciary Committee's blessing. Today, Judge Samuel Alito's nomination to the Supreme Court goes to the full Senate.
The debate will go at least several days and will be familiar. Republicans will talk about how qualified Sam Alito is for the Supreme Court. Democrats will complain he will move the court sharply to the right. Democrats have no complaint about his qualifications. Republicans don't contest that he's conservative. They'd be mad if he wasn't, which is why when the vote does come, it will be mostly along party lines, with the Republican majority sending Alito to the Supreme Court.
CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. The senators looking into the government's poor response to Hurricane Katrina say the White House is stifling their efforts by refusing to turn over key documents and answer questions. A spokesman says the White House needs to protect the confidentiality of presidential advisors. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up more than 4 points. This is CBS News.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? A recent USA Today article states some of the sharpest minds on Wall Street are betting you'll make more money in metals than Microsoft in the next few years. Facts are, gold has given investors a 4-to-1 return over stocks in the last few years. Some experts predict it could more than double, even triple in price from today's value. Blanchard & Company, America's largest retail dealer in gold and precious metals, wants to help you start protecting and growing your savings with this special limited-time offer. Gold, American Eagle coins at only 1% above cost. Once you experience how easy and profitable gold investing can be, you'll work with Blanchard to build an even stronger protection against stock market uncertainty. In addition, Blanchard will buy back your gold at any time you want to sell. Call 800-640-7083 and buy Gold American Eagles at 1% over cost. That's 800-640-7083. Don't miss out. Call 800-640-7083.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
AM 760, Progressive.
Well, we are off to a good start this morning. Check and clear on I-25, I-70, and 225, C-470, and 6th Avenue. They're both moving along just fine, man. Checking out Boulder Streets, Arapaho, Broadway, Bayside, and South Boulder Road. They're still pretty quiet, so it's Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, and the Turnpike, trouble-free, both in and out of town. Now, checking the forecast today.
They make food at 10 Star with passion, like the habit-forming blue cheese bacon burger taco, a cooked-to-order burger topped with bacon, crumbled blue cheese, chipotle sauce, lettuce, and hand-battered fried onion strings, all placed into flour tortillas. 10 Star's menu certainly has a Southwestern orientation, but incorporates flavors from Texas and beyond. Drop by 10 Star in the Tech Center and join them for lunch, dinner, or for a cold beer or margarita and some spicy queso. Click on the banner in the player for directions. 10 Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand laptop coffee. Laptop coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Dollars to nations that aren't necessarily our friends. In 1973, President Nixon said, by 1980, we will be self-sufficient in energy. Not quite. In reality, we've only become less self-sufficient. That jeopardizes our national security. We must reduce our dangerous addiction to Middle East oil. It won't be easy or happen overnight, but do we have a choice? We need Republicans and Democrats in Washington to unite around this high-octane issue. And each of us can do the patriotic thing, cut our own energy consumption, starting today. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
As the nomination of Samuel Alito goes to the Senate floor for debate today and for however many days it takes, the issue seems not to be his background, qualifications, or education, says Republican Senator Spector.
His personal background is exemplary. His professional qualifications are outstanding. His educational achievements are of the highest order.
The problem for the Democrats is not this nominee, but this president, Senator Feinstein.
This president has clearly indicated that he wants to take the court even further to the right than it has been in the last 10 years.
This is all part of a big Bush scheme, you see. Senator Leahy.
The president is in the midst of a radical realignment of the powers of the government and its intrusiveness into the private lives of Americans. And I believe this nomination is part of that plan.
Senator Feingold says Alito is impulsive, even dangerous.
His impulse to defer to the executive branch would make him a dangerous addition to the Supreme Court.
Come on, says Republican Senator Graham.
After listening to Senator Feingold, it's amazing he would even be considered for nomination. He should be under house arrest.
So, will the Democrats filibuster? No, says CBS News correspondent Gloria Borger.
All right, the Democrats aren't coming out and saying that publicly, but privately they're telling me, no way we can filibuster, we just don't have the vote.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. For the Bose Quiet Comfort 2 noise-canceling headphones, truly give me more of the joy of music and less distraction from background noise. I love mine, and you'll love yours, too. The enhanced sound is terrific. The reduced background noise is sheer bliss. Call 800-811-5542 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Shipping's free, and from now till the end of January, Bose will also include a free portable CD player specially made for the Bose QC2 headphones. Call now, 800-811-5542. The Osgood File, January 25th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
God, he's loose again during the hour of no power. 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 a.m. 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Partly sunny skies today. High of 55. Good morning. Nice to have you along here this morning. But I was just commenting to John Turk, the producer of this show. This studio has nothing but white blank walls in it. I need to come in here over the weekend, get drunk on a couple of bottles of vodka, and have a can of spray paint and have at it. This looks like crap in here. No, it's all right. It needs something to be. We need some kind of a thing to be hung up here, like some Annie Bush poster or something in here. Anyway, it's good to have you along here this morning. I don't want to start out on a down note. I really don't. But Mary and I were up this morning, and we were watching, before I left, we were watching First Look on MSNBC, which I swear to you, Mary pointed this out to me. I didn't get it at first, but I swear to you that it's pre-recorded. Because they run the same stuff in the same order over and over and over again. And there's probably nobody out there who ever remembers Equis Araoka, X-Rock 80 in El Paso, in which the studios were in El Paso, but the transmitter was in Juarez, and they had like 150,000 watts at night and 50,000 watts during the day. And they got out all over the place. Now, I'm sure they got out at night here into the Colorado, in the state of Colorado. It's just a lot of you probably never listened to it. Anyway, it was on 80. You know, we're on 716. It was on 80. And because there were no phone wires, there were no phone lines that they could use that were, and the Mexican phone system at that time, I don't know how it is now, but when I lived on the border, I mean, the Mexican phone system wasn't that great. They would have to pre-record the shows 24 hours in advance, and then some guy would truck the shows over to the transmitter site, and they'd run them from there. Nowadays in radio, everything is digital, so you don't even use tape. We don't even have any tape machines around here. But they used to tape those things on big Ampex tape machines, and then they would drive them over there. So when you would hear the disc jockey introduce the song, the disc jockey would never give the time. And the weather that the disc jockey would always give, the guy who was doing mornings, would always be real sketchy. Would never be very specific. In case, something happened and the weather changed. Although if you ever have lived in El Paso, or if you grew up there, or if you've stayed there for any length of time, you know that the weather doesn't undergo that radical of a change, so they could get away with it. So the reason I tell this story is because MSNBC runs this First Look, and because Mary points this out to me that it's the same stories at the same time in the same way, this thing obviously must be recorded. And I saw on the crawler this morning, so the crawler obviously must get updated. I saw on the crawler this morning about actor Chris Penn, and you heard at the top of the hour during the CBS News that actor Chris Penn, brother of Sean Penn, was found dead yesterday at his condominium near the beach in Santa Monica. And police say they discovered the 40-year-old actor's body around 4 in the afternoon. There was no obvious signs of foul play. Sean Penn's publicist, Mara Buxbaum, issued a statement saying that the Penn family would appreciate the media's respect to their privacy during this difficult time. Chris Penn's body was found inside the four-story condominium complex after police were called by someone from within the building. And Penn's body was discovered in the bed inside the residence, located in a four-story condominium complex near the beach on Ocean Avenue in Santa Monica. Authorities were called to the condominium complex by Penn's housekeeper, and they're going to conduct an autopsy to see what the cause of his death is. And he played Nice Guy Eddie in Reservoir Dogs, which is one of my all-time favorite films. And, you know, we were talking last week about the Broncos game. And we were talking about the fact that traditionally on the left, if you're a liberal or progressive, traditionally you don't like violence. But I maintain that everybody likes to some degree. I mean, there's some people who don't. But I maintain that, and I don't want to make broad brush statements, but I maintain that there's a lot of us out there, or maybe I should just maintain that it's just me, that likes violent films if they have some kind of a storyline. I mean, not violence for violence's sake, or, as they say, gratuitous violence. And by the way, we're safe in the eyes of the religious right because they don't give a damn about any kind of violence on television or in the movies. What they care about is sex. So if we're being heard in Colorado Springs right now, or being monitored by the NSA, let me go down and record as saying that while I like sex on the screen as much as anybody does, I really like violence with a good storyline. You know, movies like Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, The Sexy Beast, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead, Goodfellas. I mean, I could go on and on. The Godfather movies. And I really liked Chris Penn. That's the reason I'm bringing all this up. I really like Chris Penn. He was one of my favorite actors. And so, you know, I'm sorry to see this. And, you know, he wasn't that old. He was like 43, I think. Which at 53 makes me paranoid. That how come I'm alive at 53 and he's dead at 43? You know, it's similar to this thing where I was going through this book of legendary radio personalities. You know, guys that have worked on the air in Los Angeles, which is where, I grew up, Orange County. And many of the guys I really liked died at, young ages, 44. Is 65 considered young in this day and age? Yeah, it is, isn't it? 65, 64 years of age, and I'm thinking to myself, there for the grace of God go I. Now, how am I alive at 53 and Sean Penn is dead at 43? Oh, and I'm sorry, he wasn't 43. He was 40, which is really young. And it's just a shame. It's really a sad thing because he was very, very talented. And, of course, his brother is talented, too. And talent runs in their family because his father was a director and his mother was Eileen Ryan. His father was Leo Penn. So I figured that while this is not the most earth-shaking political question facing us this morning, on this January the 25th. When I saw this morning on the MSNBC crawler, you know, I knew I had to come in here and had to say something about it. And I really like Sean Penn, and I'll tell you something that Sean Penn did, which I thought was really great. And I don't know how many of you remember this or saw it, but at the height of the Iraq War, the very beginning of the Iraq War, the shock and awe phase of the Iraq War, when the leadership of this country had plunged us into this war of choice. Sean Penn took out a full-page ad in the New York Times, which had to cost, objecting to the war. And he had a little teeny email address at the bottom, a Yahoo emailing address. And I sent him an email. Never heard back from him. But you know what? What an act of courage to do that. I mean, here's a guy who, you know, he doesn't care what the reverberations are. He just went ahead and did it. And, of course, the right wing is always criticizing Hollywood for being, quote-unquote, you know, too liberal and full of elitists. But you know something? On the other hand, when you get people that are in show business and they do care about what's going on, and they do have the wherewithal and the money to make a statement, what's the difference between that and Jack Abramoff's clients and corporate clients who don't make statements publicly, really? I mean, they buy ads, of course, to convince you to buy their products, but they don't make statements publicly. But you know what they do? They drop off money to lobbyists. So the next time one of your neocon or conservative friends starts, taking the Brent Bozell line and takes the line of the hard right, which is, oh, you know, these people in Hollywood and they're so, you know, liberal, turn around and say, yeah, you're, you know, something. It's really bad that people like Sean Penn. It's really bad that people like Janine Garofalo. It's really bad. People like George Clooney, that there are all these people in Hollywood, Martin Sheen, that have this leftist feeling, and that they take their money and their fame and notoriety, and they make those feelings known. It's really a shame. While you're right, your party, the party of the GOP and the Republican Party, I mean, you know, you guys take money from lobbyists like there's no tomorrow, particularly from Jack Abramoff, and you take trips and all this other kind of stuff. On these corporate jets, to plush places that most of us would never see, and that is morally okay. So let's take the morality test. Which is more moral? standing up for health insurance for everybody in this country, standing up for the idea that the war in Iraq is wrong, or flying around on corporate jets, going to skyboxes, staying in luxury hotels, hiring members of your family to be on the payroll. Which of these choices is more moral? All right, it's 6:18. Mom, make it 6:19, 19 minutes after 6. I'm really wound up this morning, aren't I? Yeah, here it is. Nice Guy Eddie and Reservoir Dogs. And when this was playing, Michael Madsen with the cop strapped to the chair, and he cuts off his ear. See, you know something? I love this stuff, and what we ought to do is we ought to go to the, like, Bluebird or the Ogden and have, like, a double screening of Reservoir Dogs and Sexy Beast, or Reservoir Dogs and Kill... not Kill Bill, because I don't particularly care for those, but... Pulp Fiction. And we ought to, invite all progressives and liberals and make the price of the ticket really reasonable, and then just take the money and give it to MoveOn.org or something, or, I don't know, the Democratic Party. Don't you think we should do that? So we can all get together and hang out. Oh, and we'd have this caveat, too, that management can't come, okay? That we don't want management there to try to pitch us about anything. All we want to do is show up and have a good time. No alcohol, sir, because we don't want any of you to get sloppy. I hate sloppy drunks.
Yeah, I love you, man. I really do.
And I don't want to get into that. But we could all go hang out. What would be wrong with that idea? And you know what? Like, if 10 of us showed up, it'd even be even better, wouldn't it? I mean, if we kept this deal for adherence only to the No Power Hour, okay? So those of us that are here between 6 and 7 in the morning, we're the only ones that can go and have a good time. We should really think about this. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk, J. Marvin. Thanks for plugging into the program and part proceedings this morning, no matter how warped and out there they are.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're off to a great start this morning. Still an accident-free around Boulder area. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, all moving along just fine. This is Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. Now the Turnpike looking good, pushing top speeds through Broomfield and Westminster. And we are starting to see more people heading out to the highways on the north end of town. Southbound I-25, building right around 84th Avenue. Then things open up as you head into downtown. 225 and I-70, they look great. So does C-470 across Highlands Ranch and 6th Avenue, both coming and going from Lakewood. Checking the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Highs close to 60. Right now we're at 32 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports the station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we know you like to keep your morning routine simple. And we noticed some breakfast places help you out by assigning numbers to their value meals. So we thought we'd try it. Let's start with our classic fresh baked bagel. That'll be number one. Well, let's just call our 20 bagels meals 1 through 20. Then we have 11 different schmears. That takes us to 220. Then there's lox, paninis, a bunch of bagel egg sandwiches, plus Java drinks, specialty teas, all of our darn good coffee. So now when you want a Black Forest Ham and Swiss bagel egg sandwich with vanilla hazelnut coffee, you can just say, give me value meal number 1,419. You know, on second thought, maybe it's easier to order your breakfast the old-fashioned way. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and bacon breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
1997, Genia Lamonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, genius doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
You know, you listen to those progressives, you listen to those people on the left, and I'll tell you something right now, they have no sense of humor, and all they want to do is whine and complain. Yeah, you know what I say to that? Whine and complain on my middle finger, okay? 624, 24 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. There's a story yesterday out about a report that the U.S. is outsourcing torture. There's no formal evidence of secret prisons, a Swiss senator says. The head of the European investigation into alleged CIA secret prisons in Europe said Tuesday that evidence pointed to the existence of a system of outsourcing torture by the United States. But he said it was highly likely that European governments knew about it. Coming up here at 6:30, we'll talk to the head of the European investigations. I mean, we'll talk to... I got to get this right here. At 6:30, we're going to talk to senior military analyst at Human Rights Watch, Mark Galasco. See, I have trouble getting people's names right. Mark Galasco, he's going to join us to talk about this. But right now, we'll take your calls at 303-713-7600. You want to talk about violent movies? We can talk about violent movies. You want to talk about other things? We can do it. I guess the kosher thing for me to do is to get in here at 6:25 in the morning and have some concrete topic. Something that spurs your interest, spurs your anger, gets you to call up, gets you to get involved. And if you want to, you know what? If you want to tackle the violent thing, I mean, how many of us, like the six of us that are here this morning, how many of us want to cop to the fact that we dig violent films, and that's really, you know, it's like we don't fit into the progressive liberal stereotype, which would be promulgated, for instance, by the two radio stations down the hall. You know, all they want to do is sit around and listen to Ravi Shankar music and pretend they're in the 60s. Peace, love, man. That's all they care about. They don't like anything that doesn't push an overt political agenda of peace, love, and harmony. You know, don't you want to just say BS? Don't you want to just tell them, you know what? Well, I can't use that. I can't use that phrase on the air. Let's go to Kathleen in Littleton. Kathleen, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello, good morning. I know this is off your topic, but I'd wanted to talk to you about this for a few days now. On NPR, I'd heard about a group of alumni, and the head of this group graduated in 2003, who are conservatives who are targeting the liberal teachers. They are actually paying the students to spy on these teachers using tape recorders or using copious notes. Then they take back some information to this group. This group then goes to the teacher and the board to get rid of them.
Yeah. You know what? I've seen that story. First of all, there are a couple of people who are a member of that organization who resigned over them doing it because they thought it was wrong. And second of all, this plays into something that we all need to be aware of, that the right wing in this country, whether it's now, whether it's 40 years ago, whether it's longer, they've been into this kind of stuff for years. You know what? They accuse us of doing it. They'll always accuse us of doing it. You know, I read this thing from Media Matters here where Bill O'Reilly is on his television show and also his radio show claiming that there's a fatwa out against him and blah, 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 and that, you know, that the left wing is vicious and, you know, he gets into all this stuff. But if you look at history, I mean, we weren't behind the McCarthy era. We weren't behind the Red Raids. The Palmer Raids, I mean, we didn't do any of that kind of stuff. It was them that did it. And they don't want to own up to their own history. And you know what? It's so true that Ann Coulter, who who I think has some kind of psychological problem and is a nut job. But she wrote a book trying to rehabilitate Joe McCarthy. So what you're telling me doesn't surprise me. I mean, that's the way they are. They try to, you know, drum people out in the name of patriotism and Americanism, and it's wrong. I mean, it's absolutely wrong. You know what? If a student is in one of those classes and a student doesn't like what's being taught, then let the student go to the administration and complain.
Well, it just kills me that they actually are such a hate group.
Well, they want control of the process, and they want to, you know, they want to bully people, and they're like the thought police. But this is their lineage. I mean, this is their lineage when they say things like liberals are soft on crime, or you're a communist, or you're a socialist. You know, even though the Cold War is gone, I still get that kind of stuff in email every once in a while. You know, some neocon will come across the station, they'll hear me talking, they'll send me email, and they use those things. I don't even answer them anymore. But that's where it goes. I mean, that's where it's like, that's where it, you know, it runs back all the way to the 50s. I mean, it runs back to the McCarthy era, where, you know, Joe McCarthy and those people who supported him would stand up, and if they didn't agree with what you had to say, they would make you a victim by saying, well, you're a communist, and prove you're not a communist. Even if you went to a few meetings when you were like 18, they would get into all that stuff. And, you know, that stuff all dovetails up to, you know, excuse me, I cannot get rid of this cold, this cough. You know, it all dovetails into this whole thing about spying on peace groups, which the Pentagon is doing, like spying on the Quakers and spying on, you know, peace groups in Broward County in Florida. I mean, history just keeps repeating itself. You know, and we ought to stand up and say, you know what, listen, this is BS and enough's enough. And we're not going to be intimidated by your stuff anymore. You know, if you disagree with us, then you tell us you disagree with us. But don't sit there and try to brand us as being unpatriotic and psychotic and having some kind of anti-American attitude. I mean, just, you know, forget it. All right, Kathleen, I got to run. I thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Who? No, I got to find out what is going on with this cold. It's not a cold now. It's gotten beyond that. But you know what? Maybe I'm one of these people that I have to have some kind of medical condition every morning to talk about. 6:30 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I even tried a humidifier in the bedroom, Mary and I did last night. Progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Off to a great start this morning. We are stall and accident-free, and seeing more people heading out to the highways. On the north end of town, southbound I-25, starting to build right around 84th Avenue. Then things open up as you head towards downtown and through T-Rex. Eastbound 6th Avenue, have CDOT crews. They're off in the left lane near Wadsworth. Looks like they're picking up some debris off the road, but those should be out of your way soon. Now, 225 and C-470 both move along just fine, and Boulder Street's looking real good on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, trouble-free and starting to pick up just a little bit. Turnpike moving along just fine to Broomfield and Westminster. Under the forecast, going to be sunny and warm today with highs in the 60s. Right now, we're at 31 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Denver Center Attraction are giving you the chance to win tickets to August Wilson's Gem of the Ocean, a play that'll leave you shaken and breathless. For more information, log on to am760.net.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
6:32, 20 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And, you know, talking about other progressive and liberal stereotypes, there's this progressive and liberal stereotype that we like to throw money around, that we don't care how much the government spends, of course, you know, look at this administration and the deficit, and that we like to, you know, we just like to throw money around. I mean, that's the way we are. We just like to throw money around. And you know something? I maintain that that's not true. And I maintain that we are every bit as concerned about money. We are every bit as concerned about getting a good deal. We are every bit as concerned about these issues. And when it comes to buying a car, nobody wants to just throw money around. I mean, you want to get the most bang for your buck. And the place to do it is Rocky's Autos, because they have the cleanest selection of late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And you know something? They've got over 500 units on the lot, and they've got everything you can think of from Toyota, Honda, Saab, Nissan, Chevy, Ford. I mean, I could just go on and on with the list. And they're great people, too. You know, they're more than just, I've said this before, I'll say it again, they're more than just people that I get on the radio and talk about. They're my friends. And I want you to go out there and see my friends, the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv, great people. Fred Lebrato, good guy. Spanky, excellent man. Good people. Colby and Isaac. I mean, they're just all great people out there. And maybe you'll go there and you won't find a car you want. But that's no problem. They're not going to tackle you in the parking lot. And you can pre-look before you even go. Go to RockiesAutos.com, see their business philosophy, and check out their selection. And don't forget, every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rockies Autos, get out there and see them. Matter of fact, I'll be out there this afternoon, somewhere right after 1 o'clock. I go out there every week to visit with them. Stop by and see them at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Who decided the best way to lose weight was by skipping things like breakfast? The truth is, studies suggest that breakfast actually plays an important role in weight loss, and that the calcium and nutrients in milk make breakfast work even harder for helping you achieve a healthy weight. And including low-fat or fat-free milk with breakfast is a great way to get closer to your goal of 24 ounces a day. Still think skipping breakfast is a good idea? 24 ounces in 24 hours. Milk your diet. Lose weight. To learn more about the science, go to 2424milk.com.
Sending money is easy at Western Union because you use cash or your debit card at participating agent locations. So the next time your daughter calls with a crazy story like,
"Daddy, a bookworm got loose in my book bag and ate up all my money."
Remember, you don't always need cash to send cash at participating Western Union agent locations. All you need is your debit card and PIN number. For every story, Western Union, the fastest way to send money worldwide. Restrictions apply. Visit a participating agent location for details.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and we don't believe in being gentle here. We're just going to pound the hell out of your radio. High today, 55, partly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk. As I was telling you before, there's a report out about U.S. outsourcing to torture, and there's been stuff going around about this now for months. And there's a Swiss senator who says that, there is, I don't want to use the word possibility, but that there is evidence that points to the existence of a system of outsourcing of torture by the United States. And says it's highly likely that the European governments knew that this was going on. Let's talk to senior military analyst at Human Rights Watch, Mark Glasgow. He joins us this morning. Mark, good morning, and welcome to AM 760. Good morning, and good to have you on.
Hey, good morning, and a snowy morning here in New York City.
Wow, yeah, that's what I understand. The East Coast is getting hit pretty hard, huh?
Well, I'm sure your listeners aren't feeling too sad for us.
No, it's only in the 30s here today, and it's just going to snow in the mountains, I think.
All right.
So we're relatively safe. All right, let's talk about this, about the outsourcing of prisoners and torturing those prisoners. Now, you know, as I understand, you're going to have to correct me if I'm wrong about this, but as I understand, doesn't that break several Geneva Convention agreements that this country signed on to?
Yeah, you know, it really does, particularly when you're looking at you're holding people incommunicado where they don't have any access to an attorney, to the legal system, to their families, or anything like that, where they're basically being disappeared, removed from the system. And then, of course, their treatment is questionable. And if indeed they are being tortured, then that, of course, breaks a whole host of laws in the world.
But you know, this administration has to keep all of this stuff in secret. And what are you hearing? Are you hearing that this indeed is going on? I mean, there are a lot of people who are claiming and are saying that this is going on, and the administration kind of, you know, this is the most secretive administration I remember, and they kind of pay lip service to it, but they don't really come forward and tell us what's going on in the name of the American people and the U.S. taxpayer.
Well, you know, by definition, a secret prison obviously is being kept secret, and it's very hard for us to get to the bottom of it. The evidence seems to point in that direction. I think the main question here is, why do they even have these places? Why do they feel a need to have some detention facility in another country to have someone treated in some manner? Why can't they do it in the United States, or why can't they put these people on trial? I mean, you look at Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Now, I'm not trying to say the guy needs to be put out on the street given tea and crumpets or anything like that, But let's take the guy and put him on trial for 9/11 if he indeed is involved in it, as they say he has been.
Well, I think the reason that they have these things is because they're doing stuff behind bars and behind walls that the American standards of justice and humane treatment would never tolerate. You know, sending people to Uzbekistan. I mean, there's a report. This was like 6 months ago. And you may be more familiar with this than I am. But there's a report about 6 months ago that they actually tortured some guy and then burned his body.
Yeah, you know, it's really scary. The problem is we're hearing information from people who have been taken out to prisons in, say, Egypt or other Middle Eastern countries. And, you know, they're telling us about, they're talking about their treatment as being very harsh, if not torture. And so you're getting this body of evidence that is certainly building that shows that the U.S. is basically outsourcing torture. They're, you know, not comfortable doing it here in the States, so let's send them to a country where maybe the human rights norms are not exactly up to U.S. standards. And it's really very unfortunate.
Has Human Rights Watch tried to inquire of the United States government what's going on?
You know, it's something that we've been pushing on for quite some time now and been trying to make some pressure. And hopefully this current Council of Europe investigation that's ongoing is going to shed some light. You know, there were reports that some of the prisons were in Eastern Europe. And these countries are signed up members of the European Union and the Council of Europe. And as such, they have some very strict rules as to what their human rights responsibilities are. And they cannot hold people incommunicado. They cannot detain people, torture them, that kind of thing. And so there's this investigation ongoing, and just yesterday they had the preliminary report that you spoke about where Dick Marty, who I've met with in Geneva to give him what information we had, and he basically said, you know, yes, the evidence is pointing in that direction. But the problem is the European governments have got to cooperate with the investigation, and Dick Marty really doesn't have any power of sanction. And so we're hopeful that now that he's made this preliminary report and said that, you know, there is some information there that leads us to believe this is going on, that the countries will start to cooperate with the investigation.
6:40, 20 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've got on the line Mark Garlesco. We're talking about human rights violations, and particularly a rendition and outsourcing of torture to countries outside the United States. Well, if I say outsourcing of torture to countries outside the United States, that's exactly outsourcing. That's exactly what it means. So when Human Rights Watch goes to, say, the United States government and says, hey, we have a suspicion this kind of stuff is going on, and we want to point to the illegality of it, and we would like some answers, what do they usually say to you? They just tell you no, or they just deny the request, or they don't answer, they blow you off? What's usually the response?
Well, you know, we very rarely get an answer on the official side. And so, you know, it's not like you're having that direct contact where they're providing the information. But we do make the request. When you do hear things, you know, on the side, it's like, look, this is the war on terror, and the president has stated he's going to do everything that he can in order to protect American citizens. Now, I appreciate that. You know, being in New York where the World Trade Center was destroyed and having lived in Washington, I was actually in the Pentagon on 9/11. I appreciate that he wants to protect us. But, you know, I look at the statements made yesterday by Alberto Gonzalez when he spoke about the NSA wiretap.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, when a student stood up there and put that quote from Ben Franklin where he said, you know, if you're giving up your rights for security, you deserve neither. And I really take that to heart. And I would hope that the administration, you know, wouldn't be so bent over backwards, one-sided on this, but sadly they are.
You know, I ask everybody who comes on here, because I can't get over it myself, but I ask everybody who comes on here about this administration, how absolutely, I mean, I find it to be absolutely shocking, their behavior. It's like nothing we ever imagined. And it may be, you know, worse than Richard Nixon's behavior, and yet they keep putting on this dog and pony show about all this stuff, and they keep insisting, and they keep sticking to their guns, and we don't have any checks and balances because the Congress is in the hands of the GOP, and they're sure as hell not going to do anything about it. And it makes you, you know, sit back and ask yourself, where the hell is this country heading?
Well, you know, we work in over 70 countries at Human Rights Watch, and one thing I have to tell you is the United States has lost the moral high ground. You know, we go into these nations and we meet with people and they tell us, look, you know, for a while there the U.S. was at the top and now we just can't look up to you anymore. And when we at Human Rights Watch go to countries like Cuba or North Korea and complain to them about their human rights record, they then turn to us and say, you can't complain to us. Your country is doing it. And so we have lost a huge weapon in our arsenal, which is, you know, showing and holding the U.S. up as an example to the world. And now, sadly, that's been pushed aside.
You know, Cuba's something I know a lot about. I was in Havana in 1996, and I'm one of those people that, you know, was an early supporter of the revolution and then kind of went, you know, kind of went the other direction because of exactly the kind of things you're talking about. I still have friends there. I exchange emails with them, which I'm, you know, I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm sure the NSA is probably looking at those to see what they're about. But I swear to people here that the exact case that this administration is making for outsourcing of torture, for rendition, for NSA wiretaps, for all of these things is the exact same position that Fidel makes and that the Cuban government makes on a daily basis towards the United States and let me take that back, not towards the United States, but towards their, you know, anybody who voices any kind of dissent there openly.
Yeah, you know, this country was built on dissent, and it's sad that that is now being seen as unpatriotic. And one thing I have to say is, you know, if we're fighting this war on terror against the terrorists, why are we using, you know, some of the tactics that basically aid them by promoting torture and mistreatment and ill-treatment? And in fact, you know, when we're beating prisoners, do you think that when they go back out into the street, that they're not going back into an insurgency in Iraq or into some terrorist network somewhere? I think, you know, we're basically become our own worst enemies at this point.
Yeah, you know, the Iranians, after the revolution there, the stories that would leak out about the Shah, that the Shah's, you know, secret police, the Savak, would detain people, and then they would beat them on the soles of their feet with lead pipes and stuff. And most people in this country, even though they didn't support the radical Islamic, you know, the Ayatollah Khomeini, but a lot of people would say, well, if that's, you don't treat people that way. And then what are we doing? We're sitting here waterboarding and beating people with rubber hoses, and God knows what else is going on in Uzbekistan and any place else we're taking people. And some of them are innocent. I mean, they've never received any kind of due process at all.
Well, happily, though, we do have some positives going on. I mean, we have Senator McCain, his amendment is passed so that the U.S. military will no longer torture or use cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment.
Yeah, but Bush put that signing memo on it.
Yeah,
he's
the signing
ignore
memo is on there. I agree with you on that. But, you know, then Senator McCain put his own signing memo on it and put the Bush administration on notice and said, we're going to watch you very carefully. And so I think that they better realize that whatever they do is going to be under incredibly tight scrutiny by Senator McCain, by Human Rights Watch, and by others.
Yeah, and you guys do incredibly great work. Let's plug your website. It's hrw.org, and you know what? People should go there, and you can join and help out and support. Well, you know, an organization that's keeping the world government's conscience clean.
Hey, thanks a lot. You know, we're trying. It's not easy, and you should see some of the hate mail that we get. It's pretty impressive sometimes.
Yeah, I bet you it is. You know, next time I have you on, I want to talk about the Middle East because you co-authored Human Rights Watch reports on what's going on in the mass home demolitions in the Gaza Strip, and you've talked about that and the conduct of the war and civilian casualties in Iraq. So we definitely have to make a slot for you to come back and talk about some of that stuff, Mark.
Hey, great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay, there's Mark Garlasco. He is with Human Rights Watch, an organization worth checking out, hrw.org, about this country and what we're doing. And, you know, what he's saying about us in the moral high ground is absolutely true. And while I understand at some degree where the Cubans are coming from, because this country has for years, we've permitted exiles in Miami and, you know, around Florida. We've turned a blind eye to them going to Cuba and conducting acts of sabotage. But the fact is that that's no reason in the name of quote-unquote security to tramp down dissent or hold people without due process. And that's what's going on there. And you know something? Now we're starting to do exactly the same thing with this whole thing about allegedly, you know, it's the war on terror and the president has to do what he has to do. I mean, it's just wrong. 6:47, 13 minutes away from 7 o'clock, AM 760. Thanks for being up and being with us this morning on the Hour of No Power here from AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're in good shape around Boulder this morning. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93 is starting to pick up just a little bit. Turnpike still moving along just fine as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, on the north end of town, southbound I-25, seeing the usual delays, slowing right around 84th Avenue, but then things break free as you head into downtown. Now, eastbound 6th Avenue looking good, so to C-470 and I-70 from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. And checking the forecast today, going to be a nice one. Sunny, warm, highs close to 60. We're starting out at about 31 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Listen to AM 760 all day and all night on AM760.net. Download show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net.
If you haven't had luck with love, maybe it's time to try something different. That's why Match.com is now working with
the one, the only Dr. Phil!
At Match.com, we've got the right people, and Dr. Phil's got the right insight. It's a great way to the right relationship.
Bottom line, when it comes to relationships, it is all about attitude.
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, January is it. So this January, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $200 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. See website or call for details and licensing.
Do you really know your past, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history, we'll send you a free report with fascinating facts on your family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
With the best tire pricing and the best service in the industry, multiple locations across the Front Range, Aspen Goodyear is your one-stop auto shop. 888-4ZONE-AUTO. Along with your troubleshooter, Tom Martino, we're cleaning up this industry. 888-401-AUTO. 888-401-AUTO.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Our little salute. To Chris Penn, who passed away yesterday. Remember this from Pulp Fiction? But he wasn't in Pulp Fiction, but it was a Tarantino film. And God bless Chris Penn. We'll miss him. 40 years old. 6:51, 9 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today, 55 under partly sunny skies. Not too bad if you consider what's going on in the rest of the country with the snow and rain. Hey, coming up after 7 o'clock, We've talked a couple of times about this, but really haven't gotten into it, about the fact that the minimum wage in this country hasn't moved in, I can't remember how long, maybe 7-8 years, and that we have a lot of working poor in this country. I mean, we've got people who are working jobs, they're playing by the rules, but they're scraping to get by. And for many of them, they lack basic services like medical health care. They're scraping. I mean, you know, they're doing things like, well, if they pay the electric bill or the heating bill, then they can't pay their grocery bill. Or if they might have a car payment, they pay that, then they can't afford something else. And there are even cases of women who work, who are single parent type situations, where because they make their obligation, like their obligations like their rent, they make their obligations like their electric or heating bill or gas bill, then they don't have the money to buy their kids' shoes. That's going on in the United States of America. Now, most of the griping that happens about poor people in this country and about the working poor, and you can hear it just virtually every single day. Once again, go to the right-wing radio stations. Because to the right-wing radio stations, the poor is the enemy. The working poor are the enemy. They're responsible for all the bad things that happen in society. They've declared war on them. They're all lazy. They all don't want to work. They're dragging the system down. But you know something? How about this? How about if you work and you play by the rules, and you're not causing anybody any trouble, and you're trying to raise your family the best way you possibly can, and not all of us can have some kind of marketable skill. And I point to myself, for instance, that I'm lucky that I found my way into this profession with all of the things that I've had happen, the ups and downs, and I've been doing it for 33 years. I don't know what the hell I'd do if I didn't do this. I don't have any marketable skills. I can't go out and go and get a CEO job at Quest or something. I mean, they wouldn't even let me in the door. They might let me, in the mail room or something, or they might let me hire me as a janitor to sweep the floors, and there's nothing wrong with that, but there are a lot of people in this society who are in those kind of lower economic wage jobs, and they play by the rules, and they pay their taxes, and they try to do what's right, and they want to send their kids to school, and they're out there trying to make it in the American dream, and the minimum wage can't, under this Congress, doesn't get moved up. I mean, it doesn't keep up with the pace of prices in this society. Now, who do you end up punishing here? Well, you end up punishing, mothers, okay, that are trying to raise their kids. You end up punishing husbands who are out there busting their rears, trying to make it happen the best way they possibly can. And here's the biggest group of people you punish. You punish kids. They haven't done anything wrong, and this gets back to what we were talking about yesterday, because, everything we do on here dovetails into something else. And we were talking yesterday, I believe it was, about abortion. We were talking about a woman's right to choose, and several of you made the point, both in email and in phone calls, that the religious right and that the right wing, that they're so concerned about life, but once that life makes it out of the womb, then they don't have anything else to say about it, and they really don't give a damn about it, and they will crawl in bed with neocons and economic conservatives and those who want to do things like Grover Norquist, which is reduce the government to the size of a postage stamp and then drown it. And you know what? We're not talking, when you start talking about working poor people here, we're not talking about government handouts. We're talking about giving them a chance to survive, and we're talking about giving their kids a chance to survive. Well, coming up next hour, right after the news, I don't know how many of you saw this in the New York Times. It was in a New York Times magazine article from a couple of weeks ago. This is where I got hip to it. Carol Oppenheimer is an attorney. She's a lawyer, and she's one of the people who was instrumental in getting a living wage law in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where they boosted the minimum wage to $9.50 an hour. Now, here in the state of Colorado, it is illegal, say, for instance, for the city of Denver, to turn around and enact a living wage increase, to try to put something on over the minimum wage. But it's not illegal statewide. And hopefully this year there's going to be a ballot initiative on the ballot, if we can get enough signatures for it, which will be a living wage initiative. Now, you got to know that business is going to fight this tooth and nail. They are going to fight this tooth and nail. So you know what? It's like going after Goliath the giant. David and Goliath here trying to stop these people and trying to cut through their spin and their BS. And I'm concerned about the effect of this on small businesses, because there are a lot of you who listen who do own small businesses. And does this affect you? And if so, how does it affect you? And does it cut into your survival rate and your profit margin, in which, you're not bringing home wheelbarrows full of cash. You're basically making your bottom line, and then maybe you might have a little bit left over for your own family. So that may be a problem, too, there, and we got to see how that affects small business. So one of the reasons why we're having Carol Oppenheimer on is because this living wage movement is gaining strength throughout the country. It's an antidote or a cure possibly to the fact that the Congress will not do anything about the minimum wage in this country. It gives people a chance. And we'll ask her about the effects in Santa Fe on the small business owners, some of them who opposed this measure, this living wage measure. So we'll talk about it coming up in the next hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And that's right after the news here at 7 o'clock. So you want to stick around for that. And then I also want to get into this issue. There's an article today in the Denver Post about Mayor Hickenlooper. And, you know, is it about time that Mayor Hickenlooper make his intentions known to the rest of us? Is he going to run for governor or isn't he going to run for governor? Because he's holding up the rest of the candidates, and he's particularly holding them up money-wise. So we'll talk about that coming up, too, here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you might be taking risks with your family's biggest investment.
Homeowners, rates won't stay this low forever. Call the mortgage store today. Don't miss out on taking advantage of historic low rates.
The economy continues to improve,
and the Federal Reserve has begun to raise interest rates.
But right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Here's what our customers had to say.
It was just so easy. I've never had a refinance so easy.
We closed within days and saved over $350 a month.
We approve our own loans, so even if you've had some credit problems, you can still call us today and get a great fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and be sure to ask about the 6 months with no payment option. Open evenings and weekends. Call now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. President Bush is stepping up his defense of national security wiretaps. CBS's Peter Mayer tells us he'll visit the National Security Agency a few hours from now.
The president's expected to deliver a pep talk to the agency at the center of the domestic spying controversy. Intelligence expert James Bamford, author of the NSA book The Puzzle Palace, says NSA staffers are on edge.
The agency is once again being blackened by a domestic spying scandal. It's the same thing that happened back during the Nixon Watergate period.
The administration describes the warrantless wiretapping as a terrorist surveillance program. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
In Iraq, an intense firefight between American troops and insurgents broke out near the town of Ramadi. An Iraqi reporter was killed filming the battle. This is a day for ballots, not bullets, in the Palestinian territories, where voters are picking a legislature for the first time in a decade. CBS's David Hawkins is in Ramallah.
Very festive occasion. There are children carrying flags in the streets, green flags for Hamas, yellow flags for Fatah, the ruling party. There's been no violence that we're aware of.
American officials are rooting for the ruling Fatah party to win. Hamas is sworn to the destruction of Israel, but it could capitalize on years of crime, corruption, and unemployment under Fatah. The White House is hearing it from both sides of the aisle for withholding information that could help explain the government's slow response to Hurricane Katrina. Senator Joseph Lieberman wants to know why an early heads-up about the approaching storm was apparently ignored.
It's as if 2 days before 9/11, an intelligence unit at the Department of Homeland Security said America's about to be attacked by terrorists flying airplanes.
The White House says it wants to cooperate, but has to protect the confidentiality of executive branch communications. An effort to help illegal immigrants is under fire. CBS's Dan Revive is here with that.
At least one group in Washington that wants tighter limits on immigration is blasting the plan by the Mexican Government Human Rights Commission to give out 70,000 poster-sized maps showing where it might be dangerous and where it might be safe to cross into the Arizona desert. Last year, Mexico's government published a comic book with advice on how to survive after crossing the border. President Vicente Fox says the map's not his idea, and he does not want to encourage illegal migration. Frank?
Can a video game help youngsters shape up? West Virginia officials are so alarmed by skyrocketing teenage obesity, they're playing a video game called Dance Dance Revolution in every middle school around the state to get students a little more exercise. Police are ruling out foul play in the death of actor Chris Penn. He was found dead in his Santa Monica, California home. Penn was 40. He was the brother of Sean Penn. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
Walmart and Sam's Club have teamed up with Humana to provide you with all the information you need about the new Medicare prescription drug benefit. Enroll today. Log on to walmart.com/Medicare or talk with your Walmart pharmacist or Humana sales representative. Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare prescription drug benefit plans. Medicare-approved HMO, PPO, and PFFS plans available to anyone enrolled in Part B and entitled to Part A of Medicare through age or disability. Co-payment, service area, and benefit limitations may apply.
If you enjoy helping people and want to turn that passion into a career, you can. Right now, the Home Depot has full and part-time employment opportunities for sales, cashier, lot, department supervisor, and other positions. We're an equal opportunity employer with excellent benefits, tuition reimbursement, and thorough training. If this sounds like the perfect fit for you, apply at careers.homedepot.com or at your nearest Home Depot store. We'd love for you to be a part of our team, the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, I'm starting to see a few issues for the drive this morning. Southbound I-25 now starting to get busy from 104th down to the Turnpike. Then we're bunching up approaching I-70. That's because of this crash southbound just before Colfax. Now in Commerce City, eastbound I-270 now loaded up from I-76 over towards Vasquez. And we're dealing with a crash westbound Pena Boulevard at 56. Now, looking at Boulder Street, Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, and South Boulder Road, they're starting to pick up a bit. So is 28th, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Turnpike slows now eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And checking out the forecast, it'll be a nice day. Sunny, warm, highs close to 60. Right now we're at 31 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
9-time Tony Award winner Tommy Toon stars as the beloved veterinarian who talks to the animals in Dr. Doolittle. Playing the Buell Theater January 31st through February 12th only. Tickets are available at all King Supers, DenverCenter.org, or call 303-893-4100.
AM 760, your progressive station. Your home for J. Marvin.
And we got stuff to talk about this morning. We've got more stuff to talk about this morning than we got time.
Al Franken. Is he lazy or is he lying? Because it can't be both. And I'll say yes, it can.
Ed Schultz.
Obviously, there's a lot to talk about because of what is happening.
Randy Rhodes.
They're all addicted to some substance. Noel Bush, crackhead. Jenna and Barbara, underage drinking. George, both.
The Majority Report and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
To save money, right? But triple pane windows are too expensive. Wrong. Odyssey Windows are the most affordable triple pane window you can buy. Find out for yourself. Go to odysseywindows.com.
E-Y-S-S-E-Y, Odyssey Windows.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $200 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. See website or call for details and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Thanks for getting up and being part of the program this morning. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today, 55. Partly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, we talked right before the news about the fact that the minimum wage in this country hasn't gone up in something like 7 or 8 years, and that now there's a movement out there for a living wage situation, a living wage movement. It's spreading across the country. Santa Fe has taken steps for new wage laws, and if you looked at the New York Times magazine from a couple of weeks ago, they were talking about what went on in Santa Fe and about a living wage movement and how it's morally right, and it's spreading across the country. And on the phone with me is labor lawyer Carol Oppenheimer, who was instrumental in the Santa Fe legislation. And Carol, good morning, and welcome to AM 760. Carol, you there?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear your question, though, Jay. I'm sorry.
I didn't give it yet.
Oh, good. All right. I just heard a big beep, and that was it.
Yeah, we got to explain to people that when we push the phones down here, you hear an electronic beep. which is technically built in there. It's supposed to notify the person on the phone that they're on the air, but most people are just absolutely confused by it, Carol, so you're not alone. And if there's some way to take it out of there, I would. Let's talk about the living wage situation. There was a big article in the New York Times magazine, and you were in there, talking about what's going on in the Santa Fe with the living wage situation. The first gripe we're going to get from anybody about boosting the minimum wage or boosting wages so that they're at a living level for the working poor who play by the rules and just want to make it in America, the first thing you're going to get is from businesses that are going to say, well, wait a minute, it's going to cut into my profit. I'm barely making enough now. How can I support something like this?
So let me tell you a little bit about our experience in Santa Fe. The most important thing that we kept in mind and that we do keep in mind is that nobody should work full-time and still live in poverty. And currently, because of the low level of the federal minimum wage, that's been the case. In Santa Fe, our cost of living is 20% higher, roughly 20% higher than the national average, and wages are 20% below the national average. So you can see how difficult it would be even if people are working. If they're working at a minimum wage job, they're not making ends meet. We certainly confronted that problem with businesses, although very interestingly, I think as many of you may know, our wage went up to $9.50 for all employers with 25 or more workers, and that happened on December 14th, just last year. And we've had a number of businesses that have small businesses and medium-sized businesses and even larger businesses that support it, including well-known companies like Ross Dress for Less, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods. Believe it or not, Sam's Club actually supported the living wage. And what we found, there was an economic study done about the impact of our wage when it was at $8.50, which it was for about a year and a half. And what the study showed was that, in fact, we heard all these predictions of doom and gloom and that the sky was going to fall. But what we found out and what the economic data provided through the University of New Mexico was that, in fact, we had a very significant job growth in the very areas and very sectors that it was predicted would be most hard hit, which was leisure, hospitality, that would include restaurants, hotels, and the service sector. So that all those predictions about job loss, that businesses were going to close down, was absolutely not met. The actual economic data prepared by a very reputable set of economists from the University of New Mexico, a neutral group, found that, in fact, we had job growth and not job loss.
Can you apply this movement to the rest of the country? I mean, the idea that people should not have to live in poverty, that it's morally right, this kind of a thing. I mean, I buy into it 100%, and I'm sure that there are some listeners here this morning that buy into it. But what about places where the cost of living is not 20% higher? And how do you apply that, say, for instance, if you were to apply it statewide to Colorado?
Well, first of all, let me just say that as a moral issue, it's not limited to Santa Fe. The Santa Fe community has no monopoly on morality. This is something that hopefully exists worldwide and certainly within our country. Well, let me just tell you that it doesn't just apply to Santa Fe. And, in fact, as we speak, there is legislation that was introduced by Governor Richardson, our governor, to pass a minimum wage of $7.50 for all workers, not just those with 25 or more, throughout the state. And that is currently going through our state legislature. And I've spent a little time in Colorado, and my understanding is that the economy is not not significantly different than what you have in New Mexico and also even in Santa Fe, that there's a lot of jobs that are based on tourism, both summer and winter tourism, as well as a range of other jobs, and that people, wherever they live, cannot live on the federal minimum wage of $5.50. They just can't make ends meet.
7:12, 12 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Carol Oppenheimer on the line with us here. She's with the Living Wage Movement. We're talking about what happened in Santa Fe, and can this be applied here to Colorado and to other states? So you can apply this to other states because people cannot live on the minimum wage. That's and then Congress doesn't give any indication that they're going to change this. And these are, by and large, people who play by the rules and hold jobs. They just don't make enough in today's economy to be able to get by, correct?
That's correct. Let me also add, Jay, that there are 14 other states and the District of Columbia that have already increased the state minimum wage. And interestingly, those states include Oregon, Florida, California, New York, and Nevada, and other states that do have, and some other states that do, that actually have Republican leadership. So this is a bipartisan movement. And I think it's one of the most significant social movements that we've seen, certainly in my recent past. The idea that the inequality of wealth, growing inequality of wealth, where top executives make almost 500 times more than the lowest paid workers, that that the minimum wage is losing ground and losing value, and the idea that we are finally beginning to address the issue of disparity of wealth and the issue of poverty and the importance of providing for dignity and respect for all workers, whatever their level of employment is. I think this is a very exciting and important new movement that is really taking the country by storm.
Yeah, I find it disgusting that the minimum wage hasn't changed in what, 7 or 8 years. I mean, there's been proposals in Congress to up it, but it just never seems to make it through. So this seems to be a way to do it, both on a local level, depending, or a statewide level, depending on how your laws read in the particular states that you're looking at. And I find it interesting that you're talking about how there wasn't that much resistance from business, because I figure, and I guess I'm wrong, but I figure that if you tried to put it here in the state of Colorado, that businesses would just go berserk and try to defeat any kind of an amendment that you would put on the Colorado ballot.
Well, wait, I need to be corrected. I didn't say there wasn't any resistance from business. I said there were a number of small businesses and some larger ones that supported it, but there was a tremendous resistance from business, led by the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce and another group who's, we never figured out quite who it was, a group called New Mexicans for Free Enterprise, that filed a lawsuit against the city after it passed the living wage. And that was just our Court of Appeals, our appellate court in New Mexico, just ruled that our ordinance was legal. But there was tremendous resistance, and the only way we overcame that resistance was by very massive grassroots organizing from the religious community, from unions, from grassroots organizations that in our community, anti-poverty groups, homeless groups, and we did not win. This wasn't handed to us on a silver platter. We worked very, very hard to organize the community, and by the night that it passed, we had collected 2,500 signatures from people within Santa Fe. We have a population of 60,000, and we had 200 people at our city council meeting when this last increase was passed to $9.50. So this was a huge fight. This wasn't just a cakewalk by any means.
Yeah, I'm not trying to infer that it was, and I know that from reading the New York Times article that it was a struggle. And some of the stories, too, that were profiled in that magazine about people who are, fall in the category of the working poor were just absolutely heartbreaking. I think it's something that a lot of people couldn't imagine themselves ever going through, having to choose between, say, for instance, your electric bill and putting, shoes on your kid.
Absolutely. Or having time to make breakfast for your children. For me, as a mother, thinking with three kids, thinking that every morning this woman who's become a friend of ours had to go to work before her kids woke up because she had to work two jobs to be able to support her kids. That's just not right. That's very simply just not right.
Yeah, it's not an endorsement of the family structure. There's no question about it. All right, what's your next target? All right, you've got Santa Fe. Where are you working the hardest now to get this implemented again?
Well, first of all, let me say that speaking of family, we have a button that we wear that says that a living wage is a family value, and I think that may be relevant to people also in Colorado. Our next target is the state. We've moved from the city, Santa Fe, and we're working with people throughout the state, including a number of organizations, New Mexico Voices for Children, ACORN, New Mexico ACORN, Southwest Organizing Project, a whole range of other organizations to press at the state level to have our minimum wage at $7.50.
Well, that just sounds great. And you know, the idea that a living wage is a family value, to me, that just says it all right there. I mean, it just encompasses the whole ball of wax, because you're right, it is a family value, and it enables families to stay together.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, if people want to find out more information, they go to livingwage.org, correct?
No, they go, well, they may, but for Santa Fe, if they want to know about that, they go to SantaFeLivingWage.org, all one word. And also they could go, if they're interested in our state campaign, NM, as in New Mexico, NMFairWage.org.
All right. Listen, Carol, I appreciate you being on the show, and I can't think of a more worthy cause. And I appreciate you being here, and thanks.
Thank you, Jay, and I hope that Colorado does what we've been able to start doing in New Mexico. We'll be watching very closely.
Yeah, I hope we can, too. Thank you, Carol. Appreciate you getting up this morning and being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, there's Carol Oppenheimer, who is with the Living Wage Movement in Santa Fe. If you want to find out more about how this works, go to SantaFeLivingWage.org, or you can go to www.livingwage.org. Once again, that's SantaFe.org. SantaFeLivingWage.org, I'm sorry. And you can go check out how that works in Santa Fe. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, Hickenlooper. There's an article this morning in the Denver Post. Let's talk, because we've talked about Ritter, we've talked about Gary Lindstrom. What about Hickenlooper? Isn't it time Hickenlooper gives the voters of this state, and particularly those of us in the Democratic Party, gives us an answer as to what he intends to do? You want to jump in on this? 303-713-7600. I'd love to have you on for some informed conversation. 303-713-7600. J. Marvin and AM 760. Progressive Talk.
AM 760. Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are seeing a busy ride around town. Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, and 28. They're all getting busy. So is Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 as you make your way between Boulder and Golden. Now, the Turnpike slows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos and southbound I-25. Seeing the usual delays coming out of Thornton, North Glen. Slow from 104th down to the Turnpike. Then we're looking at brake lights as you approach I-70. That's because of this crash southbound at 23rd. Now, in Commerce City, eastbound I-270, loaded up from I-76 over to Vasquez. And we're dealing with this crash westbound Pena Boulevard at 56th Avenue. On to the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies and highs close to 60. We're at 31 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need a new roof, siding, or windows? The Home Depot can help. They offer installation of roofing, siding, and windows by licensed professionals, all backed by the Home Depot. Visit your local Home Depot or visit them at homedepot.com for additional information and license numbers.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
720, 20 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let me talk to you about Icon LASIK and Skin Clinic. You know, Icon has been making LASIK affordable since 1999. Dig this, depending on the patient, Icon charges as little as $4.99 per eye. Now, nobody else in the metro area can offer LASIK at this price. Icon can because they've cut out the middleman. Don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. Icon's experienced surgeons have handled tens of thousands of patients and are trained on the very latest state-of-the-art lasers. From Nidex to Vizx, Icon has laser surgery that's safe and it's affordable. So if you ever thought about LASIK and getting it done, but you know, you weren't sure where to start, then talk with the folks at Icon. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation and find out what this is all about. 720-524-1001. Let me give you the number again. 720-524-1001.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
If you haven't had luck with love, maybe it's time to try something different. That's why Match.com is now working with...
the one, the only, Dr. Phil!
At Match.com, we've got the right people, and Dr. Phil's got the right insight. It's a great way to the right relationship.
Bottom line, when it comes to relationships, it is all about attitude.
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. For a second there, I thought that was the beginning of Elvis Presley's Burning Love. I was going to go, wow, man, why are we playing Presley? Okay, now I'm in trouble with all the Elvis fans. High 55. Oh, it's the Stones. All right. Partly sunny and a high of 55 today on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We got into a huge brouhaha here about Bill Ritter. Now, I got emails from people who said, why do you hate Bill Ritter? And I don't hate Bill Ritter. And I don't know how many times I have to tell you I don't hate Bill Ritter. And we're going to have Bill Ritter in here on Friday. All right? So, you know, we just couldn't get his people to call us back. And then on top of that, I'd really like to see him debate Gary Lindstrom. But listen, there's a Post article this morning. And it starts out, will he or won't he? It's a question that's been dogging Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper and Colorado Democrats for months, but Hickenlooper continues to avoid telling anyone whether he will run for governor this year, and his place in political limbo is starting to wear on those close to him, as well as members of the state Democratic Party. Now, why? Because Ritter is behind in fundraising. And the reason is because so many people are sitting on the sidelines waiting for Hickenlooper to say whether he's in, he's out, he's not going to do it, or he is going to do it. And my question to you is, we want a Democratic governor, don't we? Don't we want a Democratic governor? And I've told you before that that I'll vote for Hickenlooper. I'll vote for Ritter. I'll vote for Hickenlooper. I'll vote for Lindstrom. I just want a Democratic governor. Now, even though Ritter's situation with he just doesn't believe in a woman's right to choose. You know, that bothers me. And it bothers me particularly with Alito joining the Supreme Court, that if it's thrown back to the states, then we got a governor who doesn't particularly, doesn't agree with it. But isn't it time Hickenlooper got off the sidelines and told us one way or the other what he intends to do? Time is running out for this. And if you were on the Republican side, wouldn't you be scared to death of this guy? And I want to ask you this, too. Is Hickenlooper really that qualified? And there are people who are going to go after Hickenlooper, and they're going to say, well, he made promises as the mayor of Denver, and he hasn't stayed around to fulfill all of these promises. But experts believe that if he joined the race, he would be the front runner. So, two questions to you here at 303-713-7600. Should Hickenlooper give us an answer now as to whether he intends to run or not, if given the choice between Hickenlooper, Ritter, and Lindstrom? And we were going to have the primary tomorrow between the three of those candidates. Who would you vote for? Who would you pick to be the Democratic standard bearer? Would you pick Hickenlooper? Would you pick Ritter? Would you pick Lindstrom? And do you think it's time that Hickenlooper decided to tell us what he intends to do? Because if you read the Denver Post article this morning, it says in the article that many in the business community sit on the sidelines waiting to back Hickenlooper, but poised to support Republican candidate Bob Beaupre if Hickenlooper doesn't run. 303-713-7600. We've got three lines open. And two questions that are not very complicated. Should Hickenlooper give us an answer, yes or no? And should he give it to us now because he's hurting Lindstrom and he's hurting Ritter, and he's hurting Ritter particularly? And if given the choice of the three, does Hickenlooper run away with this overwhelmingly in your mind, and would you vote for him? I mean, would you just, you know, and I just want to know whether you would put him on the front of the pack, the back of the pack, the middle of the pack, or where you would put him. Let's go to Meg in Greenwood Village. Meg, good morning. You're on AM 760. What do you think?
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Thank you for all you do.
Oh, thanks.
I think it is really simple. He's in, he wins.
So he's the immediate. He's the immediate front runner.
There are hiccups, but there are really no major flaws in his candidacy. He'll raise money quickly. He'll get a broad coalition behind him. I mean, he's in. He wins. We need him badly, and we need him soon.
Don't you think, though, he should give us an answer as what he intends to do? Now,
yes.
he's at a mayor's meeting in Washington, D.C., so he's not going to, you know, he didn't comment for the Denver Post article, but he's running out of time. I mean, he's
yes.
got to tell us one way or the other what he intends to do.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, how angry would you be with him if he didn't give us an answer and he held out, and then what ended up happening is he ended up hurting our chances to get a Democratic governor?
Correct.
I mean, wouldn't that anger you?
Oh, absolutely. But I think that's what he's hearing. I mean, I think he's hearing from all sorts of people that time is running out, and there are huge reasons why he needs to get in. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing for the party. It's the right thing for the state. And I think he does have things he wants to finish accomplishing as mayor. And I think folks are trying to tell him that as governor, he can accomplish some of those things for the city of Denver and complete sort of the revitalization of our state.
If Hickenlooper's not in the race, who then would you pick?
After I finish weeping and crying?
Yeah.
It's difficult. It's so hard, isn't it? I mean, Ritter's problems are pretty basic to what it means to a lot of folks to be a Democrat.
But his being against a woman's right to choose?
He's anti-choice, and I think he also has some problems in the communities of color because of the actions of the police during his tenure as DA.
Yeah, I'll ask him about that when he's here this Friday. Meg, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Thanks for getting up and being part of the program. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines here, so jump on. And you know, two questions here. Should Hickenlooper tell us exactly what he intends to do? And of the three candidates that would be out there, if you threw Hickenlooper's name in there, between Ritter, Lindstrom, and Hickenlooper, would you pick Hickenlooper automatically? And do you feel that that Hickenlooper here is the front runner, that he could easily become the governor of the state of Colorado? You know, I could throw a fourth question in there, too, which would make it even complicated, I guess. Do you think that Hickenlooper could beat Beaupre? Do you think Hickenlooper could beat Holtzman? And you know what? Most people, I think, feel that Beaupre is going to get it. So if you had a Hickenlooper-Beaupre matchup, who do you think would come out on the top on that deal? 303-713-7600, 730 at AM 760, Progressive Talk and Progressive Traffic. Let's see who's coming out on top of the fender and wheel business here. With Bailey. Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Busy ride on the highways this morning. Southbound I-25 now running heavy from 104th down to the Turnpike. Then we start to bunch up again, approaching I-70. That's because of an earlier crash at 23rd. Now, the good news with that is it's been cleared out of your way. Bad news is, after you get past that area, it's going to stay slow all the way down to Hampton. Now, if you're headed in from Lakewood eastbound 6th Avenue, slow go from Federal over towards I-25, southbound 225. Now bunching up from Parker Road into the Tech Center and checking out Boulder Street's busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike slows eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. And on to the forecast, going to be me and warm today with highs close to 60. Right now we're at 32 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With KB Home, it's all yours. More choice, more locations, and more value. Now open, new model homes at Village and Centennial off Arapahoe Road and Cross Creek and Aurora off E-470. For more information about these two new KB Home communities or any KB Home community, visit kbhome.com.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Denver Center Attraction are giving you the chance to win tickets to August Wilson's Gem of the Ocean, a play that'll leave you shaken and breathless. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Do you really know your past, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history, we'll send you a free report with fascinating facts on your family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414. store.
7:32, 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Talked about this last hour. You know, one of the things that neocons and conservatives like to say about those of us on the left is, well, we like to throw money around. And, you know, we don't care. We don't care how we spend our money. We just like to throw it around. And you know what? That's not true. I mean, everybody wants to get a good deal for their money. Nobody wants to throw money around. And certainly when it comes to buying an automobile, you want to get the most bang for your buck. And that's why on a continuing basis I talk about Rocky's Autos. Because Rocky's Autos has got the largest selection of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And the lot is stuffed with over 500 vehicles, anything you can think of, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Ford, Chevy, and a whole lot more. So you've got a tremendous selection out there, plus really good people to deal with who are focused on making your car buying experience a good one. And even if you go out there and you don't buy a car, I mean, if you don't find what you want, I mean, they're not going to strong-arm you, and they're not going to have some salesman show up in a plaid jacket and try to double-talk you into a deal that you don't want to get into. What they do is they show you what they have, and then it's up to you to make a decision whether you want to test drive it and if you want to buy the vehicle. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Go out there and see my friends, the Al Shear brothers, or Spanky, or Colby, or Fred Lobrato. Any of the people working out of Rockies are there to help you out. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Check them out on the internet, rockiesautos.com. Look at their business philosophy. Check out the inventory there, too, rockiesautos.com. Rockies Autos, located at a convenient location. And I'll see you out there this afternoon if you are going to be out there, because I'm going to go out there about 1 o'clock. I go out there every week to visit with them because they are my friends. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Mary and I have bought cars. Our friends have bought cars from Rockies. I'm telling you, it's the place to go to get the most bang for your buck.
Need the help of a personal injury lawyer? You want a Progressive trial lawyer who can fight the insurance companies. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station.
Call the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-5075. That's 1-800-700-5075. 1-800-700-5075.
Spyware. Viruses. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Take control of spyware and viruses. Call PC Answers to exterminate them. 303-548-1414. That's 303-548-1414.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 55. Partly sunny skies. J. Marvin, AM 760. Progressive Talk. It's the electronic primary here. Hickenlooper, should he give us a decision about whether he's going to run or not? And if you're given the choice of Hickenlooper, Ritter, or Lindstrom, who would you vote for? 303-713-7600. And I've got three lines open. And there's increasing pressure on Hickenlooper to, one, give an answer, and, two, to really, there are a lot of people who wanted to get in. And you know something? By not getting in, what he's doing is he's hurting Bill Ritter. Bill Ritter is the person who's being hurt because Bill Ritter is way, way, way behind in fundraising. And you know, when you run a political campaign, man, you've got to have money. Now, there is a lot of gut reaction to Ritter, and as I said in the beginning, I mean, I've been accused of not liking Ritter, and I'm not saying that I don't like him, and I'm not saying if he were the nominee, I wouldn't vote for him. But there are a lot of you who don't like him, and there's a lot of you who have made the case to me that if he runs, you're staying home. And I don't know if that's a wise idea either. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Michelle and Parker. Michelle, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Well, I want to first of all state that I will vote for the Democratic ticket no matter who they slap up there because Bill Beaupre scares me to death. I mean, we just can't take any more of the Bill Owens and these wolves in sheep's clothing. But I dealt with Bill Ritter in the past. I've done some work with juvenile justice issues in the state of Colorado. And when he was a DA, he was unbelievable. He would say one thing, you know, privately, and then he came out against us and all our juvenile justice issues, and, I mean, it was just amazing how much of a turncoat he was. And I wouldn't vote for him. I just don't know what I will do if he is the Democratic candidate, because I just believe that he is not what he appears. And maybe that's why his fundraising is behind at this point.
No, his fundraising is behind because the people who would give money are sitting there waiting for Hickenlooper to make a decision.
Well, and I like Hickenlooper. I like his, he just seems to be steady and balanced, and he seems to be reasonable. He's done, as we all know, a beautiful job as the mayor. Lindstrom, the first I heard of him was on your show, and I really don't know much about him. But I just think Ritter is a very dangerous candidate, because I just don't think that he is what people want him to be. I don't think he's putting any false hopes out there. I mean, I think when he, you know, he's anti-women, or he's not for the colored vote, or the people of color. Excuse me, I don't want to be politically incorrect here. But I think Ritter is, I think we'll be getting pretty much what we've got now if we go with Ritter. So
here's the problem we face. We face this problem. If Hickenlooper doesn't give us an answer very soon, if he doesn't come forward and tell us what he's going to do, he's going to ruin all of our chances. He's going to ruin the chances for us to get a Democratic governor in this state. So if people, so I think that he owes those of us who consider ourselves to be Democrats, who consider ourselves to be people who would vote for the Democratic, you know, candidate. I mean, I think he kind of owes us an answer, and he has to come. He has kind of, not kind of. You know what? He's got to come clean on this, on whether he intends to get into it or not. And I wonder if he does get into it, and the polls seem to indicate that this is true, that he would like be he'd be number one. I mean, people would immediately. You know, at least on the Democratic side, they would endorse him. I wonder if he could beat the Republican nominee, whether it was Holtzman or Beaupre.
Well, I was surprised when I heard that he was interested, because, I mean, he even mentioned it very, very late in the game. I mean, I was very surprised. I don't think it's been a very long time since it first leaked that he was interested. What's it been, maybe a month? Wasn't it
No, it's been longer than that, I think. Well, you know what? I'm not sure about that, but I'll tell you something. I know that there has been, like, a draft Ritter website, and I know that there, when I first came back to town, there were people who were telling me, like, right off the bat, and this is almost a year ago, oh, keep your eyes on Hickenlooper, and keep your eyes on Hickenlooper, because Hickenlooper is the one who can grab it all.
Oh, see, I just heard about it, right, you know, just right before Christmas is when I first heard about it. But what I agree with you. I think he's got to announce one way or the other and clear the path if he's not going to be there and throw his support behind somebody. And maybe he's testing the waters, but again, I think it's getting late. But if Hickenlooper is a no, then I think we've got to look really hard at Lindstrom, because Ritter to me is a... He's a scary candidate, and I think we would be very upset and very surprised at what he becomes if he is elected. I don't trust the guy.
So there's no way.
No way.
What happens if Ritter does get the nomination?
And it's against Beaupre?
Yeah. Or Holtzman.
And see, I don't know Holtzman, but I'd vote for Ritter as much as I am against him. I cannot abide Bill Beaupre. I think he's just another Bill Owens.
What do you say to those people who have called me in the past, though, and would say that, well, if Ritter were the nominee, I'm just not going to vote?
Well, then we're going to get what we ask for. Isn't that what happened, you know, isn't that what has happened all over the place? I mean, nationally, you know, we've got to stick with the Democratic side of it. We've got to. We have just paid the price terribly. And Colorado has gone, you know, legally, from a Medicaid perspective. This used to be one of the most friendly and helpful and compassionate states in the country. I do a lot of work with special needs clients, and Colorado is horrible. Has become a horrible. We are underfunded. You know, we're just like a little Nazi state here. We've got to go Democratic. We've got to stick with the ticket. And I would swallow hard and vote for Bill Ritter over Bill Beaupre or any other Republican tickets.
All right, Michelle. Thanks. Appreciate the call this morning.
You bet.
All right, 303-713-7600. Do you feel like Michelle? I mean, if it were Ritter, I mean, if Ritter got it, you would you have to vote Democratic? Once again, I asked the question about Hickenlooper. Do you think he ought to give us an answer about what he intends to do? And because he jumps into the race, does he immediately move to the top of the list? Would you vote for him, no holds barred? And, you know, I'd like somebody who supports Hickenlooper, too, to call here and to tell me what it is about him that is so appealing and why it is that there are people out there who are in the business community and other people who are withholding support either from Ritter, and a lot of them don't know Lindstrom. A lot of you don't know Lindstrom. I've only had him on here once. But a lot of people are holding support waiting for Hickenlooper. What is it about Hickenlooper that attracts you to him and that makes him so popular? And I have just heard nothing but good things about him since I got here. But there's a lot of questions, because I have a lot of questions about, you know, where he stands on a lot of issues. And I wonder where he stands, for instance, on the spending of referendum C and D money. D failed, of course, but he did support C. You remember the jumping out of the airplane type thing. So, you know, what is the appeal of Hickenlooper? And what would he jump immediately to the front of the line here? 303-713-7600. And by the way, you know what? If Hickenlooper didn't run and Ritter did get the nomination, who would you vote for? I know you've got to vote for Ritter over Beaupre. Or would you just simply sit home and you just wouldn't vote at all? 743, 17 minutes in front of 8 a.m. 760. Progressive Talk. Coming up next hour, Christy Harvey on the rebuilding of Iraq. The administration tells us one story, but it's really something else. So once again, the administration is lying. And we'll have Ed Schultz.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Busy and the turnpike flowing eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. As up on I-25, running heavy from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex north on I-25. So go from Yale up to Colorado, and if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, seeing some bunching from Federal over towards I-25. Now southbound 225, so go from Park Railroad into the Tech Center. Checking out the forecast today, going to be sunny, warm, highs close to 60. Right now we're at 32 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With double the amount of snowfall than last year, it's good to know that Arapahoe Basin season passes are still available. Adult season...
Quality, value, design, innovation... Customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. So stop throwing away money on rent and picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Aspen Hills, a gorgeous townhome-style community conveniently located with easy access to both downtown Denver and DIA. Aspen Hills features both two- and three-bedroom floor plans. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
American Exteriors wants to pay your heating bill. Call American Exteriors now at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new energy-efficient American Exteriors replacement windows. Save 33%. And when you show them your highest heating bill, they'll knock that price off too. That's right, you'll save 33% off American Exteriors energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. And when you show them your heating bill, they'll knock that price off too. This is an amazing offer. And with energy costs going nowhere but up, you'll have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills. Beautify your
your home, and for a limited time, get 33% off. Plus, when you show them your utility bill, they'll knock that price off, too. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get 33% off and let American Exteriors pay your heating bill. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Tether. I mean, he just bounces around the house, and they look so good. And one of the reasons is because of Purina One. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. Here's Jerry talking about his dog, Casey.
Casey's 5 years old. He was lethargic, just didn't want to do anything but lay around and sleep all the time. We bought the Purina One, and within about, I'd say, 3 weeks to a month, he became very active. He could outrun a rabbit. I'm sort of a musician. Casey never was interested, but when I played the harmonica, what a difference. He would jump up, and his tail would start wagging. He'd start barking. He just loved that harmonica.
That's great. I got to tell you, Mary and I, our dogs never suffered from that because we've been giving them Purina One since the very beginning. But you know something? Here's what you can do. Take the Purina One challenge. Take the Purina One 30-day challenge by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. I'll send you a free 4-pound bag of Purina One, and you can start kind of gradually transitioning your puppy, adult, or senior dog to the formula that's just right. Or go to their website at purinaonechallenge.com. But the best thing to do is call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and get that free 4-pound bag of Purina One. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Albertsons.
Lay's, get your smile on.
I've been thinking about a sandwich and Lay's all morning.
How do you like the new Baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream potato crisps?
I don't do baked. I want real cheddar cheese flavor.
But you're eating them now.
These are baked.
With new Baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream potato crisps, you can eat sensibly without sacrificing great taste.
I'm going to have to rethink some things.
Get the great cheesy taste of Baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream with a low-fat sub today at Subway Restaurants.
Lay's, get your smile on.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
49, 11 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, good morning. High 55, partly sunny skies today. Talking about Hickenlooper, is it time that he give us an answer whether he intends to run, yes or no, because he may sink the Democratic chances at the State House, and at the governor's mansion, rather. And you know what? If Hickenlooper jumps in, is he immediately the man? I mean, is he immediately ahead of Ritter and Lindstrom? And then the third question here, which is one maybe we have to consider. What happens if Hickenlooper says no, and then Ritter's the man? I mean, he's got the nomination because he beats Lindstrom. What are you going to do then? And Ritter will be in here this Friday, and we'll ask him questions about his tenure at DA and some of the things that have gone on and where he stands. I've had him on before. We'll have him on again. 303-713-7600, two lines open here. Get off your half moons, get plugged into the program, and let's go to Tim in Westminster. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Tim, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, man, go ahead.
Oh, if it's up to me, Hickenlooper would be the number one choice. But I thought long ago he said he was interested in being governor. He was happy with being mayor of Denver.
Well, I've heard that he said that too. But the article this morning in the Denver Post says Hickenlooper running out of waffle time, and that sources close to him admit their frustration is questions about his political candidacy increasingly dominate conversations.
Well, I think there's a whole lot of people that he's so high profile, and he's done quite a bit for Denver that they just want him to be. I'm not so sure that he actually wants to be governor. I think he might be happy being mayor.
All right, if that may be true, but don't you think he should stand up and say, you know, with no qualifications, with no excuses, with no backpedaling, and no mind changing, I am absolutely not going to run for governor. Don't you think he should do that?
Well, that would be a good thing, because then that all the people who really want him to be there can move forward. You know, they can make their decisions about who else is running. I'll tell you, the person that I wish could run would run and could be able to get elected is Mike Miles from.
Yeah, but I don't think he's interested in it. You know, and my pick, who's not going to run, I was hoping it would be Andrew Romanoff, but he's not. But he's not going to run either.
Ritter kind of. There's some flaws in who I think he'd actually end up being if he was in the governor's chair. But you know, to people that have problems with him, I think they just need to kind of hold their nose and push that button. And because if we had Beaupre, it'd be another 4 or 6 years of Owens. Continuation.
All right, Tim. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Sure.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm really good. And it's got to be Hickenlooper all the way. The guy's amazing. I was at a conference last week, a Forecast 2006 conference, and he spoke to this group. I've not run into a politician who is so energetic, charismatic, bright. I mean, I can't say enough about him. He's a successful businessman. He's totally engaging. He is the man. There's no question.
But he won't give us an answer.
Oh, he'll give us an answer.
Well, we're running out of time here, is the Denver Post article.
He's not going to let that happen. You know he's not going to let that happen.
Well, see, you know what, Pat? I don't mean to be cynical, and I don't mean to be sour or anything, but you know what? I think you're right. I mean, I think he's got to give an answer soon, but I don't know when that is, and I don't know how soon it's going to be. And if you wait too soon to give an answer, then what ends up happening is, we risk ending up getting a Republican governor because nobody can raise any money, and I'll ask Ritter about this Friday when he's here. But, you know, he hasn't got that much money, and you got to have a lot of money to run for this thing.
Jay, I don't think Hickenlooper is going to jeopardize the election for his own personal interest. I can't imagine he would do that. He's too savvy. He certainly is aware of the fact that if he doesn't make a decision really, really soon, he does jeopardize that, and we could end up with Bob Beaupre, God forbid. So he's not going to go down that road. And if he chooses not to run, then we all have to get behind whoever the nominee ends up being for the Democratic Party.
If it's Ritter, it's Ritter. All right, if it's Ritter, you do it.
If it's Ritter, I'll do it. It's not my first choice, but I'll do it.
See, I fought this battle. Like, you know, and I'm sure there's people out there who are listening that are going to say, Jay, you know, would you get off this horse and quit galloping it? But I'm scared. You know what I'm scared? I'm scared that there are a substantial amount of people that if Hickenlooper doesn't run, and I think he should give us an answer, but if Hickenlooper doesn't run, I'm scared that there are a substantial amount of people who are going to say, okay, you know what? I'm not going to vote because I don't like Ritter. And about, I guess like 3 months ago or something, I asked this question about, well, he's not for a woman's right to choose. What are you going to do about that? And man, and most of them were women. I had a ton of women call up here and basically were saying to me, Jay, you know, your argument's full of it, and I'm not voting for the guy. I'm staying home.
But don't you remember? Even I think it was last week you mentioned that there was talk that he was looking at a running mate who was female, who is
he's
pro
got one. Choice. He's got one.
Okay. Well, he's responding to the public's obvious. Unhappiness with his stand on a woman's right to choose. This guy's not stupid. I mean, we simply cannot allow Bob Beaupre. And it's incumbent upon you and me and all of the rest of us to reach out to people that are saying, nah, I'm not going to vote, I'm not going to go, not my choice. Wrong answer. They have to go, they have to vote, and they have to vote Democrat, period.
All right, Pat. Thanks. Appreciate the call as always.
Bye, Jay.
All right. Thanks for being part of the show. Here's Joe with a different point of view. Joe in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Jay. Hey, a couple things. Hickenlooper has said he's not interested. That's a no. To me, when somebody says no, they're not. If somebody comes up and you're trying to sell something, and they say no, I'm not interested. Don't you take that as a no?
Well, if he says no, why is there all this speculation out there about it, and why are people in the business community and others withholding their money?
I think there's speculation because we're talking about it. Regarding Ritter, I'm sorry if when you're pro-choice like that, we as Democrats, let's face it, we cannot afford to be an inclusive party. There is no room for him and his view in the Democratic Party, period.
Just like
the Supreme Court justices, that is a litmus test.
Well, then what do we do then? Who are you suggesting we vote for Lindstrom automatically? What happens? Okay, I'm running out of time here, but quickly. Devil's advocate question. What happens if Lindstrom doesn't win? What happens if Ritter wins the primary?
My opinion is Lindstrom is probably the best we've got, or...
Yeah. Joe, I'm running out of time here. Ritter gets the nomination. What are you going to do?
I'm not going to vote Republican. I'm going to vote whoever's on the Democratic ticket. I hope it's not Ritter.
Okay. Appreciate it, Joe. Have a good day.
Sure. You too.
And don't forget, Bill Ritter and Barbara O'Brien this Friday, 7:30 to 8:30 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Up next, Christy Harvey.
So you're Bigfoot.
Oui, I am he.
Why are you hiding in my garage?
For centuries, we myths and urban legends have been undisturbed. But now we are being exposed. It began with the pop rocks and cola, but how long before it gets to me, Bigfoot?
Let's all discover why no myth is safe. Tonight, the guys take on the biggest death ray experiment ever. All new MythBusters, tonight at 9 on the Discovery Channel.
Perhaps it is because I am Canadian.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
The Majority Report and Mike Malloy, your progressive station.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The White House says Congress can't have all the information it wants on the government response to Hurricane Katrina. CBS's Peter Mayer has the latest.
Notching up the debate over congressional demands for more information on the federal storm response, the White House now says it is a separation of powers issue. It refuses to allow top officials to testify about information received in the hours before the storm hit. Spokesman Scott McClellan says the administration is already cooperating, but there are congressional complaints of White House stonewalling. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
What about us? That's the question communities damaged by Hurricane Rita are asking. Mayors and local leaders in places like Beaumont, Texas, say the focus on Katrina has kept them from getting the help they need. Beaumont Mayor Guy Goodson.
Because we didn't have the persistent flooding problems, and because we were able to initiate our efforts more quickly, we fell off the radar.
Goodson says Beaumont can come back if it gets enough help. President Bush visits the National Security Agency a few hours from now. CBS's Mark Noller tells us what's behind the visit.
It's rare but not unprecedented for a president to visit the secret NSA. Mr. Bush dropped by for a look-see 3.5 years ago. He returns today to defend his program of warrantless wiretaps on phone calls to terror suspects abroad and to thank those at NSA engaged in that and related surveillance efforts.
Election day in the Palestinian territories.
I voted for Hamas.
I voted for Fatah.
I voted for the alternative party.
The outcome could spell the difference between war and peace, and thousands of outside observers are on hand watching the voting. That includes former President Jimmy Carter.
Both the Palestinian elections in the past have been very good. They've been honest, fair, safe, and free of violence. And I hope and believe we'll have the same thing today.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. It's obvious that the Bush administration wants Fatah, that's the late Yasser Arafat's party, to win because Hamas is considered a terrorist group. In recent months, the U.S. government financed a soccer tournament, the planting of trees, and other projects designed to help Fatah politicians in the Palestinian government look good.
Underway now on Capitol Hill.
Judge Alito deserves to become justice.
Debate in the full Alito. Senate on Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. Confirmation doesn't seem to be in doubt, and it could happen before the week is out. Police are ruling out foul play in the death of actor Chris Penn, but there's still no word on the cause of death. Penn was 40. Police found him dead in his Santa Monica, California home. Many were called, but few watched. So NBC has decided to cancel The Book of Daniel, a controversial series about a troubled Episcopal priest with a prescription drug habit who talks to Jesus. The show lasted just 3 weeks. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up about 35 points, NASDAQ 7 points higher. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
The patch works for me.
Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. Tiger Balm's been around almost as long as...
Hey, watch it, pal.
Number 80, Jerry Rice.
Take a tip from me. Go for the Balm, Tiger Balm, and put the Tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
If you enjoy helping people and want to turn that passion into a career, you can. Right now, the Home Depot has full and part-time employment opportunities for sales, cashier, lot, department supervisor, and other positions. We're an equal opportunity employer with excellent benefits, tuition reimbursement, and thorough training. If this sounds like the perfect fit for you, apply at careers.homedepot.com or at your nearest Home Depot store. We'd love for you to be a part of our team, the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We are seeing a busy ride on the highways this morning, southbound I-25. Now loaded up from 104th right into downtown and through 2X. Had a crash at Santa Fe, but the good news there, that has just been cleared out of your way. Eastbound I-70 now running heavy from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, seeing the usual delays between Sheridan and I-25. Now southbound 225, bunching up from Parker Road as you head into the Tech Center and checking out Boulder Streets. We're busy on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road. The diagonal running heavy in both directions between Boulder and Longmont. Highway 93 also busy, and the Turnpike, a little sluggish eastbound, Federal over to Pecos. Checking out the forecast, cloudy now, but it should be...
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
With the truth, because he's got this personal compulsion to say whatever makes him look good at the moment, because he can't stand being despised. His own parents have nothing good to say about him, so he'll stage a major photo op.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
When they haven't.
Randy Rhoads, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progress Talk.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test fewer than 40 homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you will be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 55. Partly sunny skies. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Coming up at 8:30. Ed Schultz here, 1 to 4. He's here. We'll talk to him about Alito and the NSA. Right now, though, we're going to talk to, from the Center for American Progress, one of my all-time favorite people. And you know what? I'm going to give this a plug anyway, and I don't care. Management may, like, sit on my head for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. She also hosts a talk show on Sirius. Here's Christy Harvey. Christy, isn't that right? Aren't you on Sirius?
That's the truth. It is the absolute truth. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good. What time are you on there?
Oh, way, way early in the morning. We're on from 6 to 9 Eastern time, which means
wow.
I get my booty out of bed around 3 a.m. every day.
Yeah, so do I. I get up at about 2:45 in the morning.
It makes for an interesting day, huh?
Oh, yeah, sure. By about 3 o'clock, it's like I'm stoned. I don't know where I am at 3 o'clock. All right, there's a bunch of news this morning about Iraq. And you know what? We have caught the Bush. And I don't want to sound, like, harsh, but it's true. Caught the Bush administration and the Bush administration surrogates lying about Iraq. Now, this is what we get about Iraq. We're making progress. The rebuilding is going on. And here's something we always hear. You know, the news media just doesn't report enough good things about Iraq. Well, there was a story yesterday in the New York Times. Audit describes misuse of funds in Iraqi projects. A new audit from the American financial practices in Iraq has uncovered irregularities, including millions of reconstruction dollars stuffed casually into foot lockers, filing cabinets, an American soldier in the Philippines who gambled away cash that belonged to Iraq. I mean, this article keeps going on. Three Iraqis who plunged to their deaths in a rebuilt hospital elevator that had been improperly certified as safe. There was also, and I think this article is from the New York Times today, there was an article yesterday that says that because of the insurgent violence, that we're hung up and we're hamstrung and we can't get the rebuilding done, correct?
That is true. You know, and I don't know if you could hear it this morning, but as I was reading this article, my headphones flew off because steam literally came out of my ears. This is, the administration is busted. The bottom line is they messed up the reconstruction. And it was this toxic, toxic mixture of incompetence and corruption. And the end result is a war that's longer and more violent than it needed to be, and a country that is still devastated. And the details are insane. I was reading through it and thought, this can't be right. This can't be true. There's no way this really happened. But this is an internal secret audit that they did with the Inspector General's office that the New York Times had leaked to them that they published yesterday, and then, of course, today they released it themselves because they didn't want to be behind the curve. But the story they tell is of the Coalition Provisional Authority, which was the U.S. official presence over in Iraq after the war or during the war. And it was staffed, first of all, with people who were basically completely unqualified. And there was a Washington Post story. We knew this all along. There was a Washington Post story from 2004 that talked about how basically everyone who staffed the CPA was in their early 20s, fresh out of college.
Right, yeah.
With zero experience. They had no idea what they were doing, and they were put in charge of billions of dollars and told to fix a country.
Yeah, they were from a lot of them were from the American Heritage Foundation.
Right. Their qualification was they were really good right-wingers, but they didn't have any expertise in, you know, nation-building, which is what they were there to do.
I mean, this audit's got stuff in here that is like something that you'd see out of a movie. Here's one quote. One official kept $2 million in a bathroom safe. Another one, more than $500,000 in an unlocked footlocker. One contractor received more than $100,000 to completely refurbish an Olympic pool, but only polished the pumps. Even so, local American officials certified the work as completed.
Right.
I mean, and once again, the administration's busted because here they are. And of course, they're not doing it so much now because they're trying to fend off the NSA stuff. But here's the administration and the administration surrogates, and you hear people on the right constantly do this. They raise their hand and go, well, you know, good things are happening in Iraq, and they're just not getting reported. And you know what? It's just absolute BS.
Exactly. I mean, who keeps $2 million in their bathroom? Honey, we're out of toilet paper. Oh, I think it's over there by the stack of $2 million. I mean, what is that?
Yeah, right.
And they called it bricks. And what they did was stack up basically $100 bills in bricks that they wrapped with saran wrap. And you didn't have to log the bricks out. You didn't have to account for them. It was basically free money. You mentioned the soldier who gambled away the money. We had an American soldier who went for some reason with an Iraqi boxer as a bodyguard to the Philippines, which I was not under the impression that that's what our military was supposed to be doing, but that's beyond the story. And he went to the Philippines, and the soldier either lost $20,000 or $60,000.
Oh, wow.
But nobody knows how much he lost because no one knows how much he had because no one counted how many bricks of cash they gave him. So it's that sort of just basic, gross incompetence. And the reason this is such a big deal, if there were actually a money tree or an endless supply of money in a well somewhere, then who would really care? But the bottom line is, this country is still very broken. Electricity is back to pre-war levels. In some places in Iraq, you get 7 hours of electricity a day. And that goes beyond the hardship of having to read by candlelight at night. That means your refrigerator doesn't work for two-thirds of your day, so you can't keep any food. That means there are no traffic lights, so there's gridlock everywhere. And what this does is build and build and build on the frustration and the disgruntledness of the Iraqi people, because when you get to the end of the day, you are going to be more concerned with whether you have running water and something to eat than you are with the abstract concept of democracy or freedom. So before we can get to a free and democratic Iraq, which is what I've been told we're doing over there, we've got to get the basics finished first, which we can't because we gambled away the money and threw it to contractors who didn't do the work.
Hey, 12 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress on the line with us here. Yesterday, you know, we're told by this administration, yes, we are winning. Yes, we are winning. We're winning the war. Yes, we are winning. And then yesterday, the New York Times has the article about how the reconstruction effort is hamstrung because of the insurgency. And then today, there is a report out on the AP, a study, Army stretched to the breaking point, stretched by frequent troop rotations to Iraq and Afghanistan. The Army has become a thin green line that could snap unless relief comes soon, according to a study for the Pentagon. I mean, this administration is incapable of telling the truth.
Right, and Jay, how did this happen? I mean, just 5 years ago, think about the U.S. military. I mean, it is the most ruthless, effective, strongest military in the world. That's 5 years ago. Today it's being called a thin green line that could snap at any time.
Yeah.
And who is in charge of the military but the commander-in-chief? So President Bush came in and said he was going to run this country like a Fortune 500 company. He was going to be the CEO president. I think it's time for him to be bounced and without a golden parachute.
Yeah, I think so, too. And there's an article, and I don't have it in front of me, but there's beginning to be open talk now about impeachment. Even though the Democrats don't have the votes to get it done, more and more people are starting to talk about it. And then there's another development today. Now the administration is dragging its feet on giving information about Katrina, and they're claiming executive privilege on information that has to do with Katrina. The Bush administration is citing confidentiality of executive branch communications and said that it did not plan to turn over certain documents about Hurricane Katrina or make senior White House officials available for sworn testimony. How can the American people, in all good conscience, how can they put up with all of this?
Jay, this is the mushroom presidency. They like to do everything in the dark, and honestly, I think it's a little full of manure. But if you look, they do this all the time. Whenever they're in trouble, whenever there's the prospect of embarrassment, they go underground. They get secretive. They wouldn't release, documents about John Roberts when he was up for Supreme Court nominee. They wouldn't release Cheney's Energy Task Force. They won't release the pictures with Jack Abramoff. They won't release the documents that show they knew the levees were going to break and people would drown, because then they have to admit that they did nothing when that happened. And they cite executive privilege, but they work for us. They work for the American people, and we have a right to know what they're doing with our money and the power that we've given them to run this country.
But, and I guess polls show that people are wising up. And
I hope so.
And I had this thought this morning coming to work, because the AM dial is so predominant with right-wing talk. And I don't listen, so I don't know. But how do these guys come in here unless they, Media Matters for America catches them doing it all the time. I mean, they come in and they have to be twisting the facts, because how do you get on and defend this administration, which time after time after time gets busted for not telling the truth?
You do it by twisting the facts, and you do it by trying to say outrageous and salacious things that then people will focus on, you know, how outrageous it is. They just said that Bill Clinton was like Osama bin Laden, and you're not really thinking about the fact that, you know, Osama bin Laden's still out there because the Bush administration hasn't caught him. So it's entertainment, but it's junk food, and too many people listen to it and think it's news.
You think it's going to, and you study this stuff every day, do you think that this is going to catch up with the GOP in November?
Jay, it has to, don't you think? I mean,
you can't
fool everybody this much all the time.
Yeah, but it has to is one thing, and whether it really will is another thing. And I fret over this every day, that we're not going to make enough gains. Because, look, if we picked up 15 seats in the House of Representatives, at least we could get to the position where we could start investigating this guy and his presidency.
Well, I think that even beyond the politics of the election, we need to make sure that people are focused on what's important right now, which is cleaning up this culture of corruption that is run rampant here in Washington. I mean, the streets are running with slime. And instead of saying, ah, they're all just crooks, they've always been crooks, and brushing it aside, people really need to say, no, it stops now, it stops here, and we're going to clean this up. And I think that as yet another scandal comes out, yet another devastating report like the one in the New York Times, there's just a barrage of things that show we need to clean this town up, and we need to do it fast. So
yeah.
I'm hoping people will clue in.
Yeah, I hope they will, too. This administration, you know, to coin a term you used when you were a kid, this administration is so busted. I mean, they are so
busted.
They are. They're so outed, and every single day they get outed. And, you know, I wish somebody, of course, it'll never happen because George W. Bush never really talks in front of a, you know, spontaneous open audience. I mean, everybody's always screened, or he makes sure he goes to Kansas someplace where he's safe. But I would love to stand up and ask him, you know, listen, do you think keeping $2 million in a bathroom safe, or having a soldier go take money and go to the Philippines and gamble it away, and this is taxpayers' money, do you think that's good fiscal, you think it's good fiscal policy, and is that proper planning for post-war Iraq?
Jay, man, I love how you think, but you've got to remember, this is the president in the bubble. They never let him get close to a newspaper, let alone the truth. So while I would love to see that happen, I am not going to hold my breath until that day.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. Christy, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it, and it's good to talk to you again,
too. Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Okay, there's Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, a great organization. Go to thinkprogress.org or americanprogress.org, and they're like Media Matters for America. Sign up for their mailers, have your talking points and your proof and your evidence, so that when you face your right-wing friends, you can say, look, what you're using is you're using common, everyday, spinning talking points. Here's what's really going on. All right, 303-713-7600. I got wide open lines here. We got Ed Schultz coming up at 8:30. But I want your comments about this report about Iraq, about the audit describes the misuse of the Iraqi funds. And I want your comment about the armed forces being at the breaking point. Plus, I want you to talk about, us being hamstrung in Iraq, despite what the administration says about reconstruction. And I'll tell you something, I'm so serious about discussing this topic that I'm going to do it the whole hour. And if you don't call and get involved, then maybe I'll do it in the next hour. 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons. Come on, let's talk about this, because you know what? It's our frickin' tax dollars, and this administration, even if you're out there and you're conservative, admit to me, this administration lies.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have, because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-771-7544.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the Advertisement tab in your media player.
Be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola.
If you haven't had luck with love, maybe it's time to try something different. That's why Match.com is now working with
the one, the only Dr. Phil.
At Match.com, we've got the right people, and Dr. Phil's got the right insight. It's a great way to the right relationship.
Bottom line, when it comes to relationships, it is all about attitude.
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
My God, somebody's got to do it. And somehow the management elected me. As misguided as they may be. I'm a poet and don't even know it. 823 minutes after 8. AM 760, Progressive Talk. High of 55, talking about Iraq and the administration being busted again. With this New York Times article about audit describes misuse of funds in Iraq, plus yesterday about how the insurgency is hanging up our efforts to rebuild the country. And then coming up at 8:30, we got Ed Schultz. Let me go to Valerie in Denver. Valerie, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just had a quick question to ask you. I was in the military 6 years, and I went to Iraq, and I'm a Democrat, and I'm just curious why there's such a big deal about how this soldier went and misused his funds or whatever and gambled it away. Maybe I just don't know the whole story, but can you tell me why that's such a big deal, like why people care about how he spent his money?
Well, there's a couple of ways to explain it. Number one, if I went to your house and knocked on the door and said, I'm collecting a charity for the USO, and you were to say, yeah, you know, I support our men and women in uniform, so here's $500. Then you found out later that I didn't give the money to the USO. What I did was I took it and went to Las Vegas and played roulette. Would you feel cheated?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, the money that this guy stole, and they don't know how much it is, it could be anywhere from $60,000 on, is number one, that's taxpayer money. So that's money that comes from you and I. And number two, that's not what the funds are for. The funds are to rebuild Iraq, a country that we basically have devastated through a war of choice. So basically what's going on is that we're getting ripped off, And even more, the Iraqi people are getting ripped off. So I don't know about you, but listen, I don't just sign a blank check in taxes to the government and then expect them to go turn around and waste it. And here's something else that's kind of worth noting. All we ever hear from the right wing, all we ever hear from conservatives is they yell about tax money. They yell about taxes. Boy, they want less taxes. They yell about getting taxed. Here's an example, and this audit is an example of prime waste of taxpayers' money, yet there is not one Republican who has stood up and said anything, and I'll guarantee you this. You go over to the right-wing talk stations, you go over to the KOAs and the KNUSs and all the rest of them here, you know what? They're not going to say word one about it today. And that's our money, and it's tax dollars, and it's wrong. It's morally wrong.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Mallory.
Bye-bye.
It's theft. I mean, that's basically what it is. Alan in Denver. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Alan. How are you doing?
Oh, good. But I was just going to tell you, now, Bush said that he was going to run the government like a Fortune 500 company.
Right.
Well, he is. By God, he's sucking the life right out of America. By God, they don't have to be accountable for how they spend money. They're just running it like Kroger, King Super, Safeway, Quest. You name it. There's an endless cash flow out there. He's running it like a Fortune 500 company. God love him.
Well, there are a lot of corporations in this country that have ended up in the Enron, you know, model. But there are also a lot of corporations in this country, as much as most of us have kind of an anti-corporate attitude. There's a lot of corporations in this country, though, that do keep books. They do have accounting. They are open and honest. And when you start talking about running the country like a Fortune 500 company, basically what you're saying to the American voters is you're saying that, you know, I'm going to run this thing like a CEO. I'm not going to play any favorites, and I'm going to try to get the most efficiency I can for the little money as I spend. And what's ended up turning around now is we find out that that's not true, that they give jobs to friends, that they waste money.
This is true, but when I hear about somebody going to run it like a Fortune 500 company, that to me is telling me I'm just going to suck the life right out of it. I'm going to stick as much profit in my pocket as possible, and I don't care about the employee, which is the American people. You know, I mean, a very good example would be take a look at how many corporations in America state that they can't make a buck and they can't make a profit. I wonder why. Could it possibly be because they're running it like Bush?
Well, I'm not going to make that broad-based of a statement. I'd have to look at each individual corporation and what their situation is. But I appreciate what you're saying, Alan, and I thank you for the call. And
you're welcome, Jay. Love your show, bud.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's squeeze in real quick Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Jeff.
Well, I was listening to you earlier. Basically, you're saying that what's it going to take for people to wake up and smell the coffee? People are not going to change their minds based on this corruption, because they're willing to overlook the corruption to get their agenda passed, which is against abortion and their tax breaks and what they think is less government, which is actually more. They're being misled. We all are. We're all being misled, and I've always stated that. I could talk to my mother-in-law till I'm blue in my face and point out all the facts. She will not change her mind. And that's it.
You don't think that people who are not ideologues, I'm talking about people who are undecided in the middle or moderate Republicans, you don't think that that their minds can be changed? You don't think that they see this stuff and realize that the administration is like a ship in the middle of the ocean without a rudder?
The thing about it is that the Republicans are selling their agenda better than we can sell ours. All the Democrats, we had a perfect opportunity 2 weeks ago. We had his polls down. We had everything in our favor. What happens in the last 2 weeks? They turned it around on us, and basically his polls are going up. So what does that tell you? That their message is getting across, and ours is not.
Well, you know what? The only thing I encounter with that real quick is there's an AP Ipso poll out that indicates that a majority of people polled believe that there should, number one, be a special counsel, and number two, that if wrongdoing is found, that this guy ought to be impeached. Jeff, thanks, man. I appreciate
the
call, though. All right, thanks for being part of the program. Ed Schultz, the world's greatest ice fisherman, is coming up next. 8:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk, and then we'll get back to this discussion about Iraq with me, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Bailey, I almost forgot you.
I didn't know whether or not I should just go or not, so I figured I'd wait.
If I don't introduce you, just jump in. Because,
okay.
Because you know what? There's no excuse for this, and I'm not, you know, I don't know what's wrong with me. But anyway, go ahead. Tell us what's happening.
All right. We are seeing a busy ride right now. Southbound I-25, seeing the usual delays from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. We had a crash at Santa Fe. That has been cleared out of the way. Eastbound I-70, running heavy from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard, and eastbound 6th Avenue, seeing a slow go from Federal over towards I-25. Now, if you're headed to the Tech Center, southbound on 225, you're going to see brake lights from Parker Road on down. And checking out Boulder Streets, usual slowing on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Turnpike a little heavy eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And checking out the four.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at MileHighMarket.com.
For January 31st through February 12th only, tickets are available at all King Supers, DenverCenter.org, or call 303-893-4100.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Denver Center Attraction are giving you the chance to win tickets to August Wilson's Gem of the Ocean, a play that'll leave you shaken and breathless. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test fewer than 40 homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you will be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call today.
832, 28 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, AM 760. Progressive Talk. You know, how do you describe something that you really believe in that you had nothing but great experiences with? And you have a pleasure every single day to talk about it. And if you don't know where I'm going, and I think you do, I'm talking about Rocky's Autos. There are all kinds of car dealerships out there. Most of us at one time or another have been burned by them. Service has been bad. Salespeople have been obnoxious. You walk away feeling kind of slimy. You know, they didn't make that movie Used Cars for nothing. But see, that stuff's not going to happen at Rocky's, because Rocky's has got over 100 employees, and they're dedicated to making you happy, even if you go there and you don't buy a vehicle. They just want your experience to be good. Why? Because they believe in word of mouth, and they know that you're going to go and you're going to tell other people about it. Hey, I went to Rocky's, I looked at a car, I got a great deal, I bought an automobile. You know something? They are stand-up people. You ought to go buy a car there. You ought to have a great experience. Rocky's has got the largest selection of clean late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. I mean, if you're going to spend your hard-earned money, and most of us are not trust fund babies. Most of us, we earn our bucks. You know what? You want to get the most bang for your buck? Then you go to Rocky's. They've got everything you can think of there. Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Ford, Chevy, and a whole lot more. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. All of their cars are equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Don't take my word for it. Do two things. Go to the Internet and check them out at RockiesAutos.com. See the selection. See their business philosophy. You can even pre-qualify for a car loan there if you see something you like. Or, you know what, here's the better thing. Go down there and see them in person. And go find out for yourself what it's like to deal with great people like the Al Shear brothers and Spanky and Colby. I mean, they're all just really great people. Check them out. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. If you're out there after 1 o'clock, I'll be out there because I go out there and see them once a week. And, hey, maybe we'll lay eyeballs on each other and be able to shoot the breeze a little bit. That's Rocky's Autos. Check them out. Located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Now batting number 27, Garrett Atkins.
Deep left center field to the gap. Is it enough? That ball is gone. A grand slam for Garrett Atkins.
Get your tickets at ColoradoRockies.com.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advances subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, it's 836 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. That's 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 55 under partly sunny skies. All right, let's go to the phone and the world's greatest ice fisherman. Here's Ed Schultz, who's heard 1 to 4 in the afternoon here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and a guy we like to have on the show from time to time. Ed, how's that ice fishing going?
Hey, well, it's been kind of slow, my friend. Jay, I just haven't been able to pull anything through the ice.
Doggone it. We're waiting to get a fish. We're waiting for you to send us a fish down here, man.
I'll have it mounted and sent to you.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm going to hold you to that. All right, let's get to some serious stuff here because there is a lot of serious in the news. And first of all, you know what? We're going to get stuck with Alito. We're going to get stuck with Alito. And Dick Durbin is quoted as saying that he doesn't think the Democrats have enough votes to get a filibuster going. And yesterday you were talking about the idea that a filibuster just isn't the way to go.
Well, no, I was saying yesterday that I think that we have to think about the ramifications if we do a filibuster, the Democrats do a filibuster, here comes a nuclear option. And that's going to open the door to the rest of the agenda that they would nuke option on everything else as they change the rules on the Senate. So I was trying to forge some discussion on, okay, if we do this, do we know what this means and do we know where this is going to go? And I didn't want to be misinterpreted. No, I think we should filibuster if we keep the votes. Now, the next thing is that Bill Nelson from Florida, who's up for re-election in that Senate seat, he's come out and said that he will vote no against Alito. Now, this is a big swing because
yeah, it is.
A lot of people thought that he was going to vote yes because he's got a big election battle. There's a TV station down in Miami that did a poll and got quite a bit of response from listeners. Almost 70% say they say filibuster. So I think this is a long way from over. I think that the last chance here is for the Senate Dems to go to the floor and debate all this week and really lay it on them and get the American people realizing exactly what this means, and maybe they will get 40 votes, 41 votes, so they can filibuster and to give them that option. Because, you know, based on what I'm hearing on my show and all the email traffic, that's all Democrats want right now is a filibuster.
Yeah, I think most of us want it. You know, they say, Durbin says, that we've got 45 Democrats, and he includes independent Jim Jeffers on our side. We could sustain a filibuster if we got 41, so they've got enough. But, you know, why won't they stand and fight?
Well, there's going to be a political fallout to all of this, but I think that there's going to be a lot of water going underneath the bridge between now and the midterm that maybe this Alito thing won't make a difference. The issue here is, what will the Republicans do if they are forced to use the nuclear option? How far will they go? Will they nuke option all their agendas? Will they nuke option more tax cuts? Or the Patriot Act, just go right on down the list. And that's why we formed the list of the Dirty Dozen of what we think what they would try to do. And they're dirty. It would change America like you've never seen before. And then you've got Senator Graham coming out saying, you know, we'll clean your clock. They always frame it us versus them. And this is what they've done with the majority. They got their backs to the wall. In the meantime, there are some huge stories developing. This Pentagon independent study,
right?
This Katrina story,
right,
is unfolding. Bush is a liar.
Oh yeah,
he is. He has lied more about Katrina than probably anything else.
Iraq.
Well,
I mean, because he keeps. You know, I was talking to Christy Harvey about this.
He did a good job of lying on that one.
Well, yeah, but he comes forward like he's always saying the following things: we're rebuilding the country, we're winning the war. Now there's a story out this morning that the army is stretched to the breaking point, that it's become a thin green line. There's a story yesterday in the New York Times about how the rebuilding of Iraq is being hung up and hamstrung by the insurgency. And then there's a story this morning that audit describes misuse of funds in Iraqi projects. I mean, this guy is busted again.
It goes right down the list. Here's the ominous thing in this report. The equipment is beyond 300% of its life expectancy in useful load,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah.
And so the risk is great to our troops. They've been deployed too often, too long. It was an unforeseen forecast as to how long they were going to be in an operational tempo. It's an oversized mission for an undersized force. That's what it comes down to. And these redeployments, basically, they're out of personnel. So this independent study, and the Pentagon has a number of them, it's going to be a very interesting Pentagon briefing today, later this afternoon. And Rumsfeld, he is so incompetent, he never sounds the alarm at all. Everything is so wonderful and everything is so positive. He has totally separated himself from the reality of the situation, and that, of course, gets a lot of Americans frustrated. Now, this Katrina thing, Jay, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
You know, the Lieberman in this panel, they've been trying to cooperate with the White House since October, asking for documents. They can't get them. They've talked to personnel. Personnel from federal agencies have told them that, well, we can't say anything because the White House has told us to shut up. Now there's an email trail that says that the levees were going to break, there was going to be flooding, and it was sent to the Situation Room, and the president's out strumming the guitar and taking a masseuse, you know,
right,
on the West Coast.
Yeah, and he's in San Diego, as a matter of fact. That's where he was.
When is this stuff going to start to stick?
You know, I ask, you know, the same question every day here, and you've also got the executive privilege thing that's going on where he keeps citing, we can't give you that because of executive privilege. We can't. You know, what does this smack up? You know what, it smacks up Richard Nixon and Watergate.
Sure it does. Sure it does. How about the contradiction on the NSA? You got Gonzalez out there yesterday,
yeah,
saying, well, they should have publicly come forward.
Yeah, I was going to get to that because he's out today. You know, they're on the offensive about this. This is like they got the campaign machinery revved up because they know, I think, they sense that they're in trouble over this NSA situation, and he's going to be out today. He's going to go to the NSA, which is tantamount to taking an organization that should not be politicized, and he's going to politicize it and drag them into this mess. And I mean, how does anybody interpret that what they did is not legal? How does anybody walk? How do these guys on right-wing talk stations try to justify this stuff?
Well, it's fear-mongering again. It's they're doing it to stop the terrorists, and don't you want to stop the terrorists? And they bring it down to an elementary level, and that's how they're trying to win their argument with their base. And, you know, if this outfit can get anything above 35% believing they're in the right, they'll sell hard and hope to get the rest of the 15% to divide the country and then just move forward. That's really what their strategy is.
Do you think they can get away with that? Do you think they can deflect? Because there are some Republicans, and there are some people on the right who have strong libertarian streaks in them that they're uncomfortable with this.
That's why the hearings are going to be crucial, and the hearings are going to have to be substantive. And it's mind-boggling, the stuff that's unfolding in front of our eyes right now. It's absolutely mind-boggling, and I'm just afraid. I'm afraid that Bush is going to get away with this.
Yeah, you know what? I am, too. And I'll tell you something. Arlen Specter, who's going to chair these hearings on the whole NSA thing, I mean, he's voting for Alito, and he cites, well, he's a qualified judge. I mean, come on. Wait,
yeah.
You know, where is this guy?
Well, this is an ideological bent to the right, and we're going to be paying a price for it. I think that there won't be any political fallout for Democrats if they filibuster this guy, but we have to understand that the Republicans are mean, and they will nuke option other issues as well. I tell you, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, but in my heart, I believe that this midterm election is going to be the most historic election in the history of the country. I really believe that. If the Democrats don't get the Senate back, if they don't pick up some seats in the House, if they can't make all this ethics stuff stick, I don't know where it's all going. I really don't.
You know what? I feel the same way. I don't know where we're going to go. And in the House, all they got to do is pick up like 15, 16 seats. And at least there, you know, John Conyers and the rest would at least have the power to start investigating this guy. But if they lose, and if we lose, and I shouldn't use the word they, because we all have a stake in this. If it doesn't pan out, I'm like you. I don't know where the hell do we go next.
Now, a little side comedy here. I'm watching MSNBC this morning, and my wife and I obviously go to Washington a lot for the show. And there's a restaurant that we eat at. It's called Bistro B. It's right around the corner from the Capitol at the George Hotel.
Yeah.
They're interviewing the chef this morning. He's all pissed off because with this lobbying change, he won't have as many lobbyists bringing senators in to eat.
Well, you know what Orrin Hatch had to say? Well, we are going to go to McDonald's. Well, what the hell's wrong with McDonald's, my God?
I tell you what, the angle the media's taking, hey, we just can't hurt these restaurant owners.
Yeah, exactly. You know, while the working poor in this country are dragging peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to work. I mean, it's just, I agree with you. This administration is just, I mean, we shouldn't be laughing, but it's so wrong. I mean, it's so, you know, it's like something out of a sitcom at times that this guy shuffles and grins and that he shifts his jaw and he gets away with this stuff.
I know it. It's just absolutely bad. I'm going ice fishing. I got to get something through the ice before I do the show today.
Yeah, you got it, man. Listen, thanks for being on. And you know what? I got you now digitally captured that you're going to catch a fish ice fishing and that you're going to send me a mounted fish.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to hold you to it, Schultz. You better send me one.
It's going to be a dandy, too. None of these worms, you know.
You got it, man. Hey, thanks for being on the show.
You bet, Jay. Thank you.
All right. There's Ed Schultz, who's here between 1 and 4 in the afternoon here on AM 760. And, of course, he's welcome here anytime. We love him. I don't know if I'll ever get that fish out of him. I'm not so sure that that'll come through. But, you know, we'll send him email. We'll bug him about sending me that fish. And then we're going to mount it here in the studio as the official Ed Schultz ice fishing monument. All right, let's get back on the phones here at 303-713-7600. If you want to, you can talk about anything that Ed and I brought up. You can go to Alito, whether you think we ought to filibuster or not, and I think we should. I think we should definitely make a stand. We got Jim Jeffers on our side. The only guy we don't have is Ben Nelson. Of Nebraska. You know, you've seen that senator on there. He's the one with the bad toop. He's going to side with the Republicans, so we can talk about Alito. You can talk about Bush on the strut about the NSA today, or you can get back to the situation where things are like, you know, this administration lies about Iraq. They lie about what's going on there. They keep telling us, and their surrogates do it too. I mean, watch the talking head shows, if you can stand it. They're always using the same spin and the same complaint. Well, you know, not enough is being done here covering the idea that we're building all of these schools, or we're building all of this. But you know what? The money is being stolen, the money is being misused, and the insurgency is hamstringing our efforts to get this stuff done. When is this White House going to level with us and start telling the truth? You know, I mean, you think Dan Bartlett has a bong there? Is that slander of me accusing him of the White House communications director of having a bong in his office? Man, these people are doing something. They're smoking something. 8:48. And we are on the highway to hell here unless we reverse this. 8:48, 48 minutes past the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, it is a busy ride around town. Foothills Parkway, 28th and Iris, they're all loaded up. Seeing the usual delays along Highway 93 and the Diagonal and the Turnpike, running heavy westbound now from McCaslin over towards Table Mesa. Eastbounders, slow stretch for you from Federal over to Pecos, and checking out I-25. Slow go from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. Had a crash at Santa Fe, but that's been cleared out of your way. Eastbound I-70 now running heavy from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard, and if you're headed in from Lakewood, looking at brake lights, eastbound 6th Avenue from Sheridan over towards I-25. On to the forecast, cloudy now, but should be sunny this afternoon with highs in the 60s. We're at 32 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health is home to the Rocky Mountain Regional Trauma Center, where board-certified trauma surgeons care for thousands of severely injured patients.
Ilsa, it's Luke. Hey, I want to catch every play of the big game, so I'm putting an HD TV in every room. But I need you to go to Radio Shack and pick up HD antennas, batteries for the universal remote control, and, of course, Monster cables. Don't worry, honey. Monster's just the brand name. These will fit in your shopping bag. Hey, this guy understands.
Stop by Radio Shack for HD accessories to make the most of the big game. From batteries to cables, everything for your home theater. Only at Radio Shack. Don't just get accessories, get the right accessories at Radio Shack.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want.
want it.
On Demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with On Demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-1320. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-1320. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-220-1320. 1-800-220-1320.
100-5903.
852 on AM 760. Progressive Talk, 8 minutes before 9. You know, I mentioned this, that Mary and I are moving. We're going to move. And, no, our landlord is not throwing us out. And one of the things you got to do when you move is you got to clean the house up. Now, look, you know what? Whether you're moving or you're not moving, Superior Carpet is the place to call, because nearly 100% of Superior Carpet Care customers have Superior Carpet Care back to clean their house, time, or their apartment, or the condo, time and time again. And Mary and I are good examples of satisfied customers. We're going to have them back again. It's simple. When Superior Carpet cleans your carpet, when they do it, when Superior Carpet Care does it, you know something? They do it right. And you get a great value, too. And they'll also clean your air ducts. They've got a good offer. You just can't beat this. Plenty of value. Superior Carpet Care will clean 3 rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard me right, only $125 to clean 3 rooms and a hallway. So no matter whom you've used before, call Superior Carpet Care and you'll see the difference in your home. And your air ducts. I mean, you can breathe easy and your home looks good, and you'll always have them back. And for $125 for 3 rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. Need your carpets or air duct cleaned? Take Mary and my recommendation. It's Superior Carpet Care. They are the best. 303-933-3000. 303-933-3000. Tell them Jay and Mary Marvin sent you.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, good morning. 8:54. 54 minutes past the hour. AM 760. Progressive Talk. High today, 55. Partly sunny. Jay Marvin here. Because somebody has to get up and do this. All right, it's 303-713-7600. Alito, Iraq. You know? Let's get it on. And Elizabeth De La Vega is coming up next to talk about the unitary president and about how this guy, George W. Bush, thinks he can do anything he wants to do. Let's go to Jay in Colorado Springs. Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's up?
This is Jay Fawson. I'm running for Congress down here in District 5 in the bastion of liberalism of Colorado Springs.
Who are you running against?
Well, that's a good question. The incumbent, Joel Heffley, apparently needs to change his medication so he can make a decision. And John Wesley Anderson, another Republican, has announced against Heffley.
So Heffley's in a primary is what you're telling me.
Whether he likes it or not, that's assuming he runs.
Well, so he hasn't given you, he hasn't given the district a decision yet as to whether he intends to run or not?
That's correct.
Well, how are you doing on fundraising down there?
Well, that's pretty tough down here initially, let me tell you, because the Republicans have managed to create this myth that they own this district. So I'm going out convincing people that this is a dollar well spent, and I'm getting some response. I've already raised as much as Heffley spent in his last campaign.
Oh, that's good. Well, at least you got money, you know, to get it done. Do you think you got a chance to win?
Oh, I don't have a chance. We're going to do it. Here's why.
That would be a huge, huge victory.
Well, Joe Heffley, if he runs, is pretty much an indictment for mediocrity. I don't know if you've looked at his record in the House, but I have. And it took three readings because I kept falling asleep. But he really doesn't do anything. You know, I wonder why people keep voting for him. And you got to look at that record and say, we can beat him on that. But more importantly, the Republicans themselves are self-destructing, at least in the three segments. You know, you have the evangelical fundamentalists, you have the people that believe that no taxes are good, and then you have what I would call the traditional Republicans, who are reasonable people looking for reasonable solutions.
Well, let's hope you can win those people over.
Well, that's what we're going to try and do. And keep in mind, in Colorado, too, there's a heck of a lot of independents. But on the fundraising angle, I tell you what, I'm learning that it costs a lot to run for Congress. So
yeah, it does.
We have a website up. And the other thing I find interesting is people will say, well, you know, I can't give you much. And that's kind of silly, too, because, you know, if you do the math in such a way that if 1,000 people give you $100, that's pretty good.
Well, a lot of people, though, don't have $100 to give. So how about 200 people give you $25?
You just keep the math going, and, you know, it's not hard. If you get 1,000 people to give you 10, or 10,000 people to give you 10, it just keeps coming back to people have to get involved at whatever level they can, and I'll appreciate it, and I'll use it to kick this guy out of Congress. We got to clean the house here, Jay.
Well, I agree with you 100%. By the way, what's that squeaking in the background there?
Oh, that's our terrier. She's decided she has a new toy, and I keep throwing it to the other end of the house, and she keeps going back to show me what a good girl she is.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. What's her name?
That's Miss Smee. We have a lab wannabe that we got at the pound. He's Captain Hook. So in our family, heaven forbid we be inconsistent, we have Captain Hook's first mate, Mr. Smee, except in our case it's a female, so it's Miss Smee.
All right, I'm running out of time here. Plug your website real quick.
FawcettForCongress.com. F is in Frank, AWCETT, DigitForCongress.com.
All right, thank you, Jay. Appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, and hey, we got endorsements from Max Cleland. He's going to come out and help us out and talk to Governor Dean 2 weeks ago, and he thinks it's a winnable race, so we're going to do it.
Good. Good for you, Jay. Thanks, man. Call me again.
You bet.
Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy robotic massage chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance recumbent exercise bike is for you. All this and more is available at MileHighMarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. MileHighMarket.com, powered by Gately's.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-3312. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-3312. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-3312. That's 1-800-550-3312.
National and news from around the world. AM 760. Now, CBS News. KZN. Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Floor debate underway now in the Senate on the nomination of Samuel Alito for a Supreme Court seat. So what can we expect, Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Fuss, after the party line thumbs up the judge got from the Judiciary Committee yesterday?
will be having a party line debate. It will go several days and was opened by Senate Republican leader Bill Frist.
Judge Alito is exceptionally well qualified. He's measured, brilliant, deeply versed in and respectful of the law.
Alito has enough announced Republican votes now to win confirmation, but almost all the Democrats will end up voting against him. They don't doubt Alito's abilities as a judge, but they worry about his views, arguing he will dramatically shift the balance on the Supreme Court on issues like abortion, discrimination, and civil liberties. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
In another part of the Capitol complex, a Senate hearing on lobbying reform sparked by the downfall of power lobbyist Jack Abramoff and his apparent links to many in Congress. Republicans Susan Collins of Maine.
If our citizens believe that decisions are tainted by improper influence, then our country will be unable to tackle the big issues.
The hearings are considered the kickoff of a drive for reform legislation worried lawmakers hope will help restore public confidence in congressional decisions. 1 hour left to vote in historic Palestinian parliamentary elections that will integrate Islamic militants into Palestinian politics.
I'm Robert Berger at a post office in East Jerusalem where Palestinians are lining up to vote. With me is Ibrahim Walid, who voted against the Islamic militant group Hamas.
They are religious. Shouldn't be a fanatic government.
So he chose Fatah, which supports the peace process. Hamas seeks Israel's destruction, and the U.S. says it's a terrorist organization. Robert Berger, CBS News, at a Palestinian polling station in East Jerusalem.
A great year, but a bad month for sales of existing homes. Nearly 7.1 million existing homes were sold last year, the best year ever, rounding out five record years in a row. But in December, sales plunged 5.7%, the third consecutive monthly decline. Walter Maloney at the National Association of Realtors, though, isn't all that disappointed.
To see sales come down a bit after a five-year boom is to be expected at some point. You just can't keep setting new records.
A two-month merger bidding war is over. Troubled heart device maker Guidant Corporation says it's going to take Boston Scientific's $27 billion offer. Johnson & Johnson let a midnight deadline pass without boosting its earlier $24.2 billion bid. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrials ahead more than 19 points, but the Nasdaq Composite is off a small fraction of a point, while the S&P 500 index is up three quarters. This is CBS News.
Sending money is easy at Western Union because you can use cash or your debit card at participating agent locations. So the next time your daughter calls with a crazy story like,
Daddy, a bookworm got loose in my book bag and ate up all my money.
Remember, you don't always need cash to send cash at participating Western Union agent locations. All you need is your debit card and PIN number. For every story, Western Union, the fastest way to send money worldwide. Restrictions apply. Visit a participating agent location for details.
If you enjoy helping people and want to turn that passion into a career, you can. Right now, the Home Depot has full and part-time employment opportunities for sales, cashier, lot, department supervisor, and other positions. We're an equal opportunity employer with excellent benefits, tuition reimbursement, and thorough training. If this sounds like the perfect fit for you, apply at careers.homedepot.com or at your nearest Home Depot store. We'd love for you to be a part of our team, the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, things are starting to look a lot better for the ride. Still a little busy southbound I-25 as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. Northbounders stack up approaching 225 and I-70. Back up to speed as you make your way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. Now 225 slows southbound as you're pointing toward the Tech Center and around town. Things doing okay on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline at 28th. Highway 93 in the diagonal, still bunching up just a little bit. And the turnpike looking pretty good as you make it through Bloomfield and Westminster. Now, onto the forecast. A little cloudy now, but should be sunny this afternoon.
They make food at Tin Star with passion. Like the habit-forming blue cheese bacon burger taco. A cooked-to-order burger topped with bacon, crumble blue cheese, chipotle sauce, lettuce, and hand-battered fried onion strings. All placed into flour tortillas. Tin Star's menu certainly has a southwestern orientation, but incorporates flavors from Texas and beyond. Drop by Tin Star in the Tech Center and join them for lunch, dinner, or for a cold beer or margarita and some spicy queso. Click on the banner in the player for directions. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Macintosh owners know Macs
Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Regularly for Tom Dispatch. I hope I said that correctly, and we'll ask her. Elizabeth, welcome to the program. Did I say that right? Is that TomDispatch.com?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I got something right for a change. That's a miracle on this show. I don't even know where to start with the article that you've written. I don't know where to start with this guy called the President of the United States. He's out again today, and this time he's going to the NSA to try to defend what he has done.
Exactly. Well, he's operating a program that's illegal, it's unconstitutional, and it doesn't even work. So that's how I would sum it up.
Well, you know, you point out the fact that his legal argument for what he's doing and the one that he keeps making and that his surrogates keep making on all these talking head shows, that his legal argument for this is extremely weak. Explain that.
Okay, well, the president's legal argument is that, number one, he has inherent constitutional authority, basically, to do whatever he wants. And number two, he argues that the Congress authorized him to do this when it authorized the use of any force against Al-Qaeda. And neither argument holds water, because what we have here is a specific federal statute that makes it illegal for anyone, including the president, to conduct warrantless wiretaps in the United States for foreign intelligence purposes. So when you have a specific law that addresses an issue of presidential authority, you can't say that you have some broader inherent authority. The law doesn't work that way.
I mean, how he and his the people around him, Alberto Gonzalez and others, you know, how they try to stretch this. You know, you point out in your article that you don't have to be a legal scholar to see this stuff, and you really don't have to. I mean, the laws that they cite just don't apply to the situation.
No, they don't. And what I do talk about in my article, as you mentioned, is that their own conduct in carrying out this program shows that they really did not believe that they had the authority in the clear-cut way that they now say they did. Because, for example, Alberto Gonzalez, when asked about it, said, well, we didn't ask Congress to change the law for this because we knew they wouldn't do it. Well, that proves that they know it's not going to fly. And, in fact, in 2002, one of the president's own people at the time, James Baker, said, when asked by a congressperson, do you want to change the law to lessen the standard for intrusion in the United States for foreign intelligence, he said, no, I don't think that would be constitutional.
Well, you also pointed in your article, too, that former Assistant Attorney General James Comey and Attorney General John Ashcroft objected to the NSA's wide-ranging warrantless spying. As a matter of fact, they went to Ashcroft's hospital bed. And, you know, Comey didn't want it. He passed on it. And Ashcroft didn't want it. And Ashcroft certainly is, you know, no flaming left-wing ideologue.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, I lost you there for a minute.
Oh, okay. Let me rephrase it again. Ashcroft, who passed on it, and Comey, who passed on it, are both of them are not flaming left-wing ideologues.
No, and what you'll notice is that you're not going to see anybody who's been a career criminal prosecutor speaking out in favor of this program, because it's clearly against the law. Even you're not going to hear the FBI director talking about it, and he has been in criminal prosecution for years and years and years. The only people who are speaking in favor of this are some right-wing professors and members of the administration, very close, high-up members of the administration.
You point out in your article, and I want you to explain a little bit about this for those of us that are not attorneys, and there's many of us, including myself. Talk about Title III, a Title III criminal warrant. You point out that, in the FBI's case, in a criminal case, if they were looking into it, they need a Title III criminal warrant. Talk about that a little bit.
All right. Well, there are two kinds of surveillance authorized by federal law. One is just designed for criminal purposes, and that's called a Title III warrant. And in order to get one of those, the government has to show probable cause, which is grounds to believe that someone is committing a crime using a certain phone line or a roving phone line as well. And that's a more difficult standard to prove even than what's under FISA. Under FISA, the standard is less. All you have to prove is that someone is working for a foreign power. And if they're a U.S. citizen, you do have to prove that they're actually doing something that would be harmful to the safety of the United States. But just proving that someone's an agent of a foreign power is easier than it is to prove that someone's engaged in a crime. So the FISA standard is less than the other purely criminal standard. And in the past, since 1979 when the statute was enacted, the FISA statute, only I think 5 out of thousands and thousands of applications have been rejected.
9:12, 12 minutes after 9 on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Elizabeth D. La Vega on the line with us. Her article is on nation.com about does the president really know best? You're a lawyer, and I try to make this case to somebody on the phone the other day who on the air who doesn't object to this. You know, if I got busted for something, particularly if I got busted for quote unquote being involved with Al Qaeda and was charged in a criminal court in this country, if they had used the NSA wiretap in order to get me, couldn't I go to you as a lawyer and have you say, well, wait a minute, you violated the law, so couldn't I get you to throw the case out?
Well, absolutely. And, in fact, when I wrote this article, I received a number of emails, actually, from prosecutors around the country, as well as police chiefs and so forth, who were so upset about the fact that this program is actually jeopardizing cases that could actually be successful, except that the criminal lawyers can now go in and say, wait a minute, you got this evidence illegally, so the whole case against somebody who might actually be a threat to the United States could be thrown out. And then where would we be? You know, the president is actually conducting a program that will make it less likely for us to be able to catch and actually keep in jail people who could be dangerous.
You also talk in your article about the defense of necessity. Explain that idea. Explain that. Explain what that is.
Okay. Well, there's a legal doctrine that if you personally are at risk of dying or something, and you have to commit a crime, the example in law school is if you have to steal a boat or something because you're drowning, that would be the defense of necessity. But here, there is no possibility, and that's essentially what the president is arguing, is that we have to do this for our own security. But the laws that are already in place provide for emergency FISA wiretaps. In fact, there's a 3-day provision that allows them to wiretap and then get the warrant
right. In
normal circumstances. But in wartime, the law allows for 15 days before you go in and get the warrant. So for the president and Alberto Gonzalez to say, you know, this is an unworkable system, it's just not true.
Yeah, except they keep running around the country saying it, and he's going to say it again today. And, you know, the other thing is he's going to go speak at the NSA, so now he's going to politicize them and suck them into this, and that must put those people working over there in an incredibly uncomfortable position.
Right. Well, as one of the congresspeople pointed out in the hearing that John Conyers had, the people who are actually conducting this program and the administration should be aware that there's a 5 statute of limitations on crime, so that this administration might not be in, well, they won't be in office in 5 years. So they are really jeopardizing their own positions regarding the law, because if they're breaking the law, there's 5 years before they could be prosecuted.
This president and his administration, they're totally out of control.
Well, they are out of control. And you know, with the torture memos and the detentions of enemy combatants, it's clear that they really have no respect for the rule of law that they talk about all the time. And the other point is that the president's position that if we had had this before 9/11, we could have caught the...
Oh, yeah.
That's just false. Because, in fact, the NSA had information about 2 San Diego hijackers based on legal wiretapping that they had done out of a safe house in Yemen. And yet they didn't forward that information on, even though they could have. So no aspect of this is true. Their legal arguments are false, and their factual arguments are false.
And the only thing really that's shielding them is the fact that they control Congress. I mean, if they didn't control Congress, this administration would be in huge trouble.
Right. That's why the key to solving this problem is to get one house or the other in Congress, because we need to get a group of people who are going to have some backbone here.
Yeah. You know what? The other question I want to ask you, too, is, all right, let's say, God forbid, that we don't capture either a chamber, that it doesn't happen.
Right.
Is there, other than filing lawsuits about each individual case, where do we go from there? I mean, is there anything else we can do? Or is this going to end up like an Augusto Pinochet situation where he pulled off all that terrible stuff and was able to get away with it all these years because there was really no recourse, legal recourse in Chile to do anything about him until, what, the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years?
Right, right. Well, I hope it doesn't happen like that. But if the public opinion got to be so overwhelming that there was a call for a special prosecutor in the same way that happened with the Louis Libby case, that would be the only other option. Because I do know, based on having worked with prosecutors for 20 years, that there must be a very high level of outrage about this.
Yeah, that was, you know, I was going to ask you that. You've traveled in legal circles for a long time. How do you think people feel in the Justice Department?
Well, I think they must be just devastated, really, because the amount of work that we do, that I did as a prosecutor and that they continue to do in order to fulfill the requirements of the law is huge. And to have it all be trashed, and what happens here is, not only in individual cases do you jeopardize the success of the case, but overall you jeopardize all the work of the people that are prosecutors, because they go to a jury, and juries aren't going to trust them. You know, it's the same kind of thing that happened after the O.J. Simpson case with Mark Furman and the planting of the glove and so forth.
Right, yeah.
Every time things like that happen, it sort of whittles away at the trust that prosecutors have when they stand up in court and argue that the government has followed the law and that you should trust what they say.
Yeah, and that's not, you know what, that's not, I think we all agree that that's not a good situation. Elizabeth de la Vega, her article's in the Nation magazine and it's on their website, nation.com. Elizabeth, thank you. Appreciate you being on the program, getting up and being part of the show this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, Jay.
Okay, thanks. You're welcome anytime.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, there's Elizabeth de la Vega. So she's great. And I always thank all the guests for getting up this morning, because, you know, a lot of them are not in the same time zone we're in. And I thank them for being part of the program. And we do get excellent guests every morning. Thank you to John Turk, who produces the show, who has basically no taste in music, but can get good guests. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, we'll open the phones. Let's get back at it about Iraq, about Alito, about the NSA spying debacle, about trying to get a hold of the House of Representatives or the Senate. In 06, 303-713-7600, which I keep forgetting we are in 06. This November is what it's going to boil down to. 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. Let's go. Jump on them. Get off your half moons and let's have conversation.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, things are getting back to normal around town. Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, and South Boulder Road. They're all moving along fine. Highway 93 in the diagonal still bunching up just a little bit. And the turnpike actually looking real good as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, southbound I-25 still a little busy as you head into downtown and through T-Rex northbounders. Stacking up as you approach 225 and I-70. Back up to speed between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. Now, southbound 225 looking at brake lights as you head into the tech center. On to the forecast, going to be sunny and warm this afternoon with highs close to 60. Right now we're at 35 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
K&H Windows is the only window and siding company in Colorado personally endorsed by Tom Martino, and they will help you save on your heating bills. Right now when you buy one window, you get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Experience the K&H difference. Call 421-7100 or go to khwindows.com.
Want to be an eBay entrepreneur? Then get your free CD that's showing people how to make a fortune with online auctions like eBay. It's so easy. This software is actually illegal in some states, but not yours. So pick up the phone and get your free CD from Internet Speedway now. Make a fortune with this system while it's still legal in your state. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903.
921, 21 minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos, it's the place to go. Over 500 units on the lot. Get the most bang for your buck out there. Good people working there, too, like the Alshear brothers and Tom and Marv. They're great people, and Colby and Spanky and just all the people out there are dedicated to making your experience a good one. Rocky's Autos, you can find them on the Internet at rockysautos.com. Check out their business philosophy, and look at the inventory, too. You might find something you like. And you know what? Even if you go out there and you don't find something you like, and I find that hard to believe with everything they've got, you know what? They're going to treat you fine. I mean, that's what they're about. They're about service. That's what they're about. And every vehicle is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. So go see my friends at Rocky's Autos. They're family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. You can't miss them. They're right there on Federal. They got a big sign out there in the front. But let me give you the exact location. That's the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. So you know what? I'll see you out there. I'm going to be out there this afternoon. So after 1 o'clock, so maybe we'll run into each other. Rocky's Autos, once again, at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
She said, somehow our society must make it right and possible for old people not to fear the young or be deserted by them. For the test of a civilization is in the way that it cares for its helpless members. Award-winning writer Pearl S. Buck, 1954. Hello, I'm Ron Els, one of 20 booksellers at the Denver Book Mall, 32 Broadway between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues in Denver. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
Vision, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
When the truth is found.
Yeah, when the truth is found.
To be lies.
Let's send that to Bush, to George W. Bush, because his truth is lies. And, if you're on the right, you're, you know, a neocon on the right, I mean, just go look at the media and listen. Don't give me this crap. The media is liberal because it doesn't hold water. You can't deny the obvious. 924 AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 55. Partly sunny skies. Don't let my singing scare you off. 303-713-7602 open line. We're up for whatever you're up for. Let me give you this little bit of information. There's a new poll out on the president's warrantless wiretapping spying program, and as the results aren't so pretty for the White House. 51% of Americans think the Bush administration was wrong to intercept conversations of U.S. citizens without warrants, and 58% now say it's time to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate. And Bush is trying to rename this thing, too, by the way, the Terrorist Surveillance Program. You know, that's the White House's shtick. Dress it up, make it something else, and maybe you and I will forget about it. All right, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Dwayne, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I could be doing better.
Well, couldn't we all?
The question I have is, if we don't stand up with a filibuster now, when do we?
Oh, I agree 100%. I'll tell you something. And I got jumped on about this. I had a caller jump me about this. The two biggest things that we lack, those of us who are Democrats, and even if you're not a Democrat, okay, let's say you're a progressive or a liberal, mm-hmm. but you don't consider yourself to be a Democrat, but you know you're going to vote Democratic because that's the way the system works.
Mm-hmm.
The two things we lack is, number one, we lack a clear, concise message about what we would do to fix this country. And we may have it, but it's not articulated very well. That's number one. And number two, we don't have a backbone. We don't have a spine. And we need to stand up, and these Democrats in the Senate need to stand up, and they need to take on the Republicans.
Well, but if they do that, they have to understand, they have to think forward as to what is the response going to be and what's the end game. What do you want to gain by this, even if they do pull the nuclear option? The point is that the elections in 2006, that should be the end game. Is this the right time, with this amount of lead time, like about 8 months, 9 months now, is this the right amount of time, lead time, to make this a key central issue?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's time to show the American people that Democrats have a backbone. It's time to stand up. And you know something? It's time to do something, not out of political expedience, but it's time to do it because...
Out of principle.
Yes, out of principle. Having this guy on the court is wrong.
And one other point, you know, a concise message to the American people. I would think that one concise message would be excellence of government. We are not for big government. We are not for small government. We are for effective government. We are for channeling the common needs, the common requirements. It's like Katrina was handled so badly. And to think that they're going to pull executive privilege on something that's an internal issue inside the United States, that's unacceptable, absolutely unacceptable.
Well, I agree. You know what? And I think the best way to articulate it is to say this. That we're for a United States that is moral, we're for a United States that is just, and that morals and justice require truthfulness, require openness, and requires the fact that, you know, you do treat your own populace with compassion. And this whole New Orleans thing, and this whole revelation about how, you know, the emails about how they knew this was going to happen, about how they had warning and didn't do anything about it. You know what? That's not moral. That's not just. They've come up, the Louisiana governor and the state of Louisiana has come up with a plan to rebuild the state, to help those people out who lost their homes, and the White House has rejected it.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I guess here's one other point. And this is a friend of mine brought this up, and I need to get back in touch with him. Part of what's happened is it's impossible or very difficult to talk to those who are on the other side, on the Republic side. So many times you'll bring up issues, you'll bring up things, and they'll say, "Can't believe that. That's in the liberal press. That's just what they're saying. I'm not going to listen." Somehow there has to be a re-education, a questioning of these people to bring them back to their basic principles again. The principles are being lost. It's like the separation of the various powers within the government. That's a principle.
Well, listen, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've talked to some callers on here until I'm, you know, and I lose my temper, which is a bad thing. But, you know, you get so frustrated that there's nowhere to go when you keep telling them, for instance, in the NSA spy case, read Article 2 of the Constitution, which this president is trying to make as his case to cover his rear. Read the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. And you know what? They just keep rejecting it over and over and over again. And I wish, and if somebody has it, I wish somebody knew of a magical formula to break through to a lot of these people and get them to see that what's going on in this country is criminal, that it is not moral, that it is not just, and that they are breaking the fundamental laws that our forefathers laid down to ensure that we didn't end up with another king. Dwayne, I got to go. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. 303-713-7600, two lines open. And you know what? Maybe you do have an answer to this. Maybe, you know, you've got an answer as to how in the world you get through to people who are listening to the Rush Limbaughs, who are listening to the Sean Hannitys, who are listening to the Bill O'Reillys, who are out there listening to all of these people, and then they parrot stuff back exactly from what they hear. I'll tell you something. One of the places that gives good talking points is Media Matters for America. They dispute a lot of stuff. But you know what? Even if you have that stuff at your fingertips, how do you get through to these people, and you know, how do you talk to them? They go like, you know, the Fourth Amendment not only protects me, but it also protects you and it protects your kids. And it's a sacred held American value. I don't know how to punch through. Maybe you do. I'll open the phones to your expertise. When you can talk about Alito, you can talk.
So you're Bigfoot.
Oui, I am he.
Why are you hiding in my garage?
For centuries, we Mason urban legends have been on this dirt. But now we are being exposed. It began with the pop rocks and cola, but how long before it gets to me? Bigfoot.
Let's all discover why no myth is safe. Tonight, the guys take on the biggest death ray experiment ever. All new Mythbusters, tonight at 9 on the Discovery Channel.
Perhaps it is because I am Canadian.
South Boulder Road, Highway 93 and the diagonal, they're thinning out. And the turnpike actually looking real good through Broomfield and Westminster. Checking out the forecast. Skies this afternoon, highs close to 60. Right now we're at 35 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Log on to Orbitz.com today and see how easy it is to win the game of travel. Book a total vacation. That's a flight plus hotel and save even more. It's that easy when you book on Orbitz and go. Visit Orbitz.com today.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Denver Center Attraction are giving you the chance to win tickets to August Wilson's Gem of the Ocean, a play that'll leave you shaken and breathless. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Learn how to be the change you wish to see in the world. Hi, this is Stan Davis inviting you to join Be the Change USA on January 28th at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. We've got a great lineup of speakers and workshops, including former Colorado Senator Gary Hart, along with Andrew Romanoff, Joan Fitzgerald, Terrence and Morgan Carroll, and Mike Miles. Visit BeTheChangeUSA.org for more information and to register, or call 303-233-4345.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth? Unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work? Routine. Dancing to work? Unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast-food breakfast? Routine. Fresh-baked power bagel? Unroutine. Fresh-baked power bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and bacon breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
If you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you might be taking risks with your family's biggest investment.
Homeowners, rates won't stay this low forever. Call the mortgage store today. Don't miss out on taking advantage of historic low rates.
The economy continues to improve.
And the Federal Reserve has begun to raise interest rates.
But right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Here's what our customers had to say.
It was just so easy. I've never had a refinance so easy.
We closed within days and saved over $350 a month.
We approve our own loans, so even if you've had some credit problems, you can still call us today and get a great fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and be sure to ask about the 6 months with no payment option. Open evenings and weekends. Call now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, now we're getting to some good music. Little Stones here. Let us play Stones Wall to Wall. 9:34, 24 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Just keeping our fingers crossed. At least, you know what? Why is it? Why is it radio personalities? Why is it they do this? They say we. You know? There is no we. It's just me. Well, it's me and John Turk. There's no we. So what do we get on the air and say we for? Now, you think I'm the only one who does this? Go up down the dial and listen. They all do it. Right? We. It's a second favorite thing other than saying you know. And I know I do it a lot. And I've been trying to battle this for years, saying you know. Because you know what I always want to say? I always want to say, no, I don't know. I mean, when I hear somebody on the radio who says you know, I always want to go, no, I don't know. I don't know exactly what you're talking about. Tell me what you mean. And back in the old days when I used to be nasty, although there's some people who think I'm nasty now, but back in the days when I used to be nasty, I would do this with callers all the time. I'd warn them. I'd say, you know what? There you go. See? I just did it. I'd say, you know, if you say, you know, one more time, I'm going to hang up on you. And then inevitably what would happen is they would say, you know, and I'd hang up on them. But I don't do that anymore. And I'm, you know, and I know I get loud sometimes. I get frustrated, though. And it goes back to what we were talking about before the news. I mean, how do you break through to some of these people? And how do you get them to understand what's going on in this country? And the things that are going on here are not right. And that we have an executive branch in this country that's totally and completely out of control. That there are no checks and balances. The checks and balances are broken. The things are not working. And that this administration runs around and does what it wants to do. You know, that it does what it wants. I just did it again. That it does what it wants to do. And the Bush was out today. You know, he's going to the NSA. I mean, he has no business going there. Now he takes all these people that have worked over there for years and years and years who are defending America, trying to do a good job, who may not agree with this program. But what he does is he goes over there and then he politicizes the situation and drags them into it. Now, if you're working there, okay, and you're a career civil service employee, and you're working over there, and you know what, and you really care about the country, and civil servants get a bad rap a lot of the times. People are always picking on them, you know? They're always, I just did it again, they're always picking on them. They're always giving them grief. But think about this. There are people working in the CIA. There are people working in the NSA. There are people working in the FBI who really do care about the direction of this country. They care about what's going on, but they're not vocal because they can't be. Because they can't be vocal. They can't come forward. They can't tell you and I what they really think and what they feel. And we have no whistleblower protection in this country. So if they leak what's going on and then they get caught, like the White House is now running around looking for the guy who leaked the whole NSA story to begin with, or the woman, then they're in trouble. So they have to shut up. They can't say anything. It's like Bush keeps telling this lie. He keeps repeating this lie over and over again. And no talking head calls him on this. He keeps saying that he briefed Congress. And what he doesn't say is that he didn't brief all of Congress, and that the people he briefed, it was under secrecy, so they couldn't say anything. So what are they going to do? They can't go to their staffers and say anything. They can't go to anybody else and say anything. And they certainly can't stand up on the floor of the House of Representatives or the Senate and say anything because they're sworn to secrecy. And Jay Rockefeller, who's a Democrat, had questions about this whole NSA program. And so what did he end up doing? What he ended up doing was he wrote Dick Cheney a letter. He had to handwrite it. He couldn't let a staffer do it. He had to handwrite it, and Cheney blew him off and never responded. But that's the arrogance of this White House. Now we have the Katrina situation coming out, where the White House is trying to withhold information. The Bush administration, citing the confidentiality of the executive branch of communications, said yesterday that it did not plan to turn over certain documents about Hurricane Katrina or make senior White House officials available for sworn testimony before two congressional committees investigating storm response. The White House this week also formally notified Representative Richard H. Baker, who is a Republican, by the way, from Louisiana, that it would not support his legislation creating a federally financed reconstruction program for the state that would bail out homeowners and mortgage lenders. Many Louisiana officials consider the bill crucial to recovery, but the administration says no, they won't do it. I want to come in here some mornings, and I'm not trying to be overly dramatic here, and I don't want to blow my pyloric valve out, but I come in here some mornings, and I read this stuff, And you know something? I just want to scream. And I feel like a lot of mornings here, I'm just yelling down a tunnel. And there's no blowback from that. And I don't know how many people we're reaching here. I don't know how we're breaking through. And then, you know, what ends up happening is over here on the other, the right-wing talking stations, talking head stations, I mean, they have the media to support them. They have conventional wisdom to support them. They have all of the tools to keep them going, no matter how many lies they tell. And you want to say to them, are we living in two different Americas? That's what it must be. We must be living in two different Americas. Either that, or it is impossible for these people, and I hate to use that term because that's a Limbaugh term, you people and these people, but it must be impossible for the Rush Limbaughs, for the Sean Hannitys, for the Bill O'Reillys, for the Fox News people, name any, you know, for the Gunny Bobs, for the Mike Rosens. I mean, we could go on and on about all that. It must be impossible for them to look any of us in the eye and say, you know something? I don't agree with everything that you have to say, that you and I would disagree about social programs, but what is going on in this country is absolutely wrong. That what's happening here is not right, it's not legal, it's not the way the Founding Fathers envisioned this thing to be, it is not the way to conduct business. It is wrong. I don't think that's asking too much. I don't think it's asking too much to go to people, and I've tried to do this to conservatives, and not all conservatives are bad, I've said this before, to go to them, many of them friends, and to say to them, you know, open up the Constitution and read the Fourth Amendment. What does the Fourth Amendment say about law enforcement in this country? What does the Fourth Amendment say? What does it say? What does the FISA Act say? Where in the congressional authorization after 9/11 does it give the chief executive of this country the power to do what he has done? Article 2 of the Constitution, which this administration repeatedly cites, says that the President of the United States is the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces. It does not say anywhere that he's the Commander-in-Chief of the United States of America, meaning you and I. He's not your Commander-in-Chief. He's not my Commander-in-Chief. He doesn't have the right, and I know, I'm raising my voice, I'm getting upset, he doesn't have the right to look into your business unless you are suspected of a crime, and he has to get oath or affirmation to prove in a court of law or before judges that you did something wrong. He doesn't have that power. And for these people to go around and invent like he does and pretend like he does, they're wrong. And I want to cap it off with this, okay? I want to cap it off with this. And I don't know who I'm talking to, and I don't know how many people are out there. And I'll tell you something. I frankly don't give a damn. I got to say this. The arguments that this president uses, the arguments that he and Dick Cheney use, and that Roberto Gonzalez uses, and that these spokespeople for the White House, the arguments that they use, these are the same arguments that Kim Il-sung, or Kim Jong-il, rather, uses in North Korea. And these are the same arguments that you hear in Cuba. The same arguments. We have to protect you against those who would do you wrong. I'm not saying we shouldn't surveil Al-Qaeda. I'm not saying we shouldn't go after these people who have caused terror against this country and innocent citizens. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we have a set of rules, and you got to follow those rules. And if you don't like the way those rules read, then you change those rules. It's the same thing as elementary as the Broncos taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm no football fan. You know what? The Broncos don't get on the field and create their own rules. They don't ignore the rules that are in the books. Okay? And I know nothing about sports, but I would assume that if the NFL, that if the players and the management doesn't like the rules, then they go change them or they modify them. You just don't go ahead and you just don't ignore the rules. You know, it's like if I got on this, and I'm running late now, you can hear the music runs out of me, off of me. It runs out from underneath me. It's like if I got on this radio station tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., And I said, you know something? I don't care what the rules of this radio station are. I don't care what management says. I'm going to do exactly what I want because I think it's right, and I don't give a damn. Okay? What would happen to me? What would they do to me here? They fire me. I get blown out. And you get the same thing at your job. I dare you to go into your job tomorrow or this morning and, you know, go in this morning and tell them you don't like what's going on. You know, I don't want this rule. I don't like it. I'll take as much lunch break as I want. I'll go do whatever I want. I'll go sexually harass anybody I want to. You know, I'll push anybody around I want to. I'll talk back to my management. I don't care. And see what happens. And that's what this president is doing. Bush is stepping on the Constitution. He's breaking the law. And the sad thing is that the American people are letting him get away with it. 945, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're looking real good on the drive around Denver right now. It's been a pretty good morning and continues to be so as you move along I-25 north and south of downtown. Pretty good speeds even through T-Rex. I-70 up to speed on both sides of the city. No worries on 2 1/4 across Aurora or on the south side on C-470 across Highlands Ranch. And we're going across Lakewood on 6th Avenue. And the trip to and from Boulder on the Turnpike is looking pretty good right now, too. As far as weather goes, partly sunny today with a high near 60. Partly cloudy tonight, low 36. Tomorrow morning, maybe a rain shower or a snowflake or two, but that's about it. And then partly sunny skies and a high of 55 for tomorrow. Right now it's 41 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Johnson Auto Plaza, choose from a special allocation of 05 Dodge Ram 2500 diesel quad cabs. Cummins Power 4x4s with all the extras, low mileage, and full factory warranty. Incredible values from just $29.99. Johnson Auto Plaza, Highway 85, just north of E-470.
AM 760, Progressive Station, your home for Jay Marvin.
And we got stuff to talk about this morning. We've got more stuff to talk about this morning than we got time.
Al Franken, is he lazy or is he lying? Because it can't be both. And I'll say yes again.
Ted Schultz.
Obviously, there's a lot to talk about because of what is happening.
Randy Rhoads.
They're all addicted to some substance. Noel Bush, crackhead. Jenna and Barbara, underage drinking. George, both.
The Majority Report and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Win a house full of windows absolutely free. I'm Jeff Kingery. Register today at odysseywindows.com for the Odyssey Windows Sweepstakes. The people bringing you the affordable triple pane window are giving you a chance to win a house full of windows free. Register at odysseywindows.com. That's O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y windows.com or call 303-445-0578.
Are low grades and a poor attitude putting your teenager's academic and athletic future at risk? Hi, I'm Gene Fay, founder and CEO of Great Grade Strategies. If your child struggles with poor grades, telling them to study harder is not the solution. The truth is, most kids don't know how to study. How do I know this? Because for the last 4 years, I've been teaching the secret to great grades in some of today's most prestigious schools and have seen firsthand how simple techniques can work for the most inattentive and poorly motivated students. After just 1 month, you'll see more self-confidence, greater self-esteem, and a new I can attitude in the classroom, the playing field, and in life. I guarantee it.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Great Grades. Call 1-800-696-6420. It's easy, fun, and guaranteed to work. Call 1-800-696-6420. That's 1-800-696-6420. Or visit on the web at www.gpagrowth.com. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
Southwest Airlines is spreading its wings, announcing new nonstop service from Denver to Baltimore, Washington, BWI, and Salt City starting March 4th. Get busy planning your trip at southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Live, local, and left, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'll tell you something else I'm tired of, too. I'm tired of the right wing owning the American flag. Give me my flag back. You don't have any rights to it because you've abused it. 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin here. Let's go to Kathleen in Lakewood. Kathleen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Hey, I couldn't agree with your statements more, by the way. I'm going to put my window up. I'm in my car. Sorry about that. I wanted to talk to you about, you know, the Democrats and how, you know, they don't have a good message, and how it seems that the Republicans, for some reason, have the monopoly on the security issue. And I really don't know why the Democrats don't do this, but see what you think about this. You know, I mean, I really think they should come out and say 9/11, it happened on their watch. The 9/11 Commission, all feeling great. It happened on their watch. Iraq, not enough equipment, not enough troops. It happened on their watch. Osama bin Laden missed at Tora Bora. Happened on their watch. Yeah, I mean, all these, I don't understand how they have a monopoly on security with all these failures.
Well, I think we should do that. I think what you're talking about we should point out, but I also think, you know what, we got to come forward and tell people how we're going to make it different. We got to do both. You got to
right.
have... You have to have attack ads. You have to have an attack. You've got to go after the people, these people, and hold their feet to the fire. There's no question about that. Kerry didn't do enough of it last year. You've got to do it. But the other thing you got to do is, in a simple and concise message, you've got to tell people how you're going to make things different.
Well, I agree with you. But with the security issue, I totally agree with you. This security issue, for some reason... They have been able, Karl Rove's spin machine, they have been able to say they are the party that's going to protect you. Look at all this.
Well, because but they've gotten away with it because we've allowed them to.
Exactly.
They've gotten away with it because we've let them do it. That's why, because we let them do a lot of things and because we don't stand up and say, you know what, that's not true. Like saying to them, you know something, you don't have the right to wave the flag. You've abused the flag. You don't even know what the flag stands for. All you know what the flag stands for is you're going to get yours when you want it, and you don't honor the laws of this country. I mean, we ought to stand up and say that to them. Give me my flag back.
Well, I think that maybe we're starting to see it. Now they're just going to have to really, they are really going to have to pick it up.
Well,
that's all there is to
it. You know, we've got to point out to people that you can fight a safe, efficient war on terror, and that you can combat extremism, but you got to do it with a sensible right plan. And violating people's civil liberties is not a sensible right plan. And we should appeal to those people who are on the right, who have a strong streak of civil libertarianism in them. That, you know something, they've got to come over and they've got to join us because we've got to put the brakes on this administration. If we don't put the brakes on this administration, I mean, as ACDC, you know, says we're on the highway to hell. I mean, we got to fix this situation, and I just can't believe there are not civil libertarians who want to join with us and want to put a stop to this. Now, I know there are because they're part and parcel of these lawsuits, but we've got to get them in the voting booth, too. We've got to get them to help us.
I agree, and Bush walking around saying he's going to promote democracy to Iraq, and while he's taking it away here, that's right.
I agree with you. He's destroying it here. He's trampling on what this country stands for, and he has the guy on. We had a guy on this morning. I don't know if you heard it. It's 6:30 this morning from Human Rights Watch. We have surrendered the moral high ground in the world community.
Yeah, we are. You're right. We are.
And we have to fix it. Kathleen, thank you. I love you. Call again.
All right.
Let's go to Herb in Golden. Herb, you're on AM 760. You're on. Go.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. As you know, I'm running for Congress here in the 7th Congressional District, and we've done something on our website that no other politician in, I think, the history of the United States has ever done. Every one of our meetings is on our website. We list every meeting since June 8th, even before that when we started this campaign. And when you talk about the Democrats needing a message, we actually need four. And the first message is honest government. The second message is open government. The third message is effective government. And I've written a paper called Redefining Liberalism in America, which talks about that to be a liberal means you want effective government.
Yeah, but see that, you know what, I got to pick a bone with you on that. That stuff is too broad-based. I mean, you know what? Any Republican, you know, can say, oh, yeah, I agree with that. We should have more efficient government. Then they'll give you like 25 ways that they want to shrink the government and drown it in a bathtub. I mean, you know, they'll answer all stuff. I mean, what we got to do, I mean, I think, is we got to say to them, okay, you know what? We got a health care problem in this country. We got 45 million Americans here that, or maybe 45.5 million who don't have any health care. Many of them are children. This is immoral. This is wrong. And here's the way we're going to fix it. We have to go to a single-payer system, and here's one of the ways we're going to make it work. Despite what the big pharmaceutical companies say, despite what the entrenched lobbyists say, this is the way we're going to make it work. That's what we need to do. Be specific.
Jay, and I agree with you. Our website is specific, and I have been specific on health care, calling for a single-payer system. And I actually called back in June for a national commission on the future of health care. And believe it or not, in November, Senator Salazar McCain introduced a bill in the Senate that said they wanted a national commission on health care. So that is how we're going to do it. But I think when people ask me, Herb, why are you a Democrat, when I say, because I'm in favor of honest government, we are making a statement to them right then and there that this government is not honest. And people are starting to get that message. This government is not honest. What it does is, I'm going to start calling it the snoop and hide government. They snoop on others, and they hide their information from the people. So you've got the worst of both worlds right here.
We just have to find a way to effectively get it over. We just have to find a way to effectively make it happen. Herb, thank you. I appreciate the call, and give your website.
It's www.herbforcongress.com. And way to win? All we need to do is win, Jay. That's all we need to do.
I hear you, man. We got to take 15 seats. All right, Herb, thanks. Appreciate it. Let's go to Rich and Craig. Rich, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, Rich. How are you doing?
Just doing fine. I'm going to let you know that you're making it all the way out here to Craig, and I like hearing you.